And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Bulldog Stadium. We're in Seward, Nebraska this afternoon. Hastings College football on 1230 KHAS. Today, the 17th-ranked Broncos get set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia coming in a record of 3 wins, 6 losses on the season. Hastings College sitting at 7-2. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you here this afternoon. Hastings has won 2 straight and 17 of the last 20 matchups with Concordia, dating back to the 1989 season. Broncos holding a 30-10 to 1 advantage in the all-time series that began with the series only tie back in 1966. Hastings lost the last time we made a trip here to Seward by a score of 19-14, and the Broncos are currently 13-6 all-time against Concordia here in Seward. But the Broncos right now in a chase right now for the NAIA National Playoffs. Hastings currently in the midst, at least in the playoff talk, as we get started here this afternoon. Hastings currently ranked number 17 in the country. The Broncos are 7-2 on the season. Hastings coming off of a bye week. Their last outing was back on October 24th when Hastings took care of Dana by the score of 38-7. 2 games remaining. This one here this afternoon against Concordia. And then we'll wrap up the regular season next week with an outing against the Warriors out of Midland Lutheran. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside here this afternoon. And, Jimmy, we enjoyed the bye week a week ago. Hastings College has gotten healthy. The broadcast team evidently healthy here today with no Robitussin on the table in front of us. And we're set to go maybe for a playoff run here for Hastings College. But it all starts here this afternoon.
Well, and I agree with you. And, yeah, what a way for a bye week to come on. The Broncos beat up and bruised and banged around a little bit all season long. They get the bye week. They are back and very healthy. Troy Hubert will get the start today at quarterback, so that'll be good to see. Broadcast team, no Robitussin, no cold medicine. We are all ready to go. And I think this is a very important game, Mike. Was able to talk to one of the coaches last evening and just said that we just simply need to take care of business, very business-like atmosphere, and just come out here and play sound football, do what Hastings College does best. And with the bye week, not even playing, the Broncos jump 2 spots. They jump ahead of Northwestern, something that you didn't think was going to happen. But with the loss of Northwestern up in Sioux Falls was very, very big for the Broncos. And now they look very, very good in making that postseason run. So I think just a very businesslike approach to the football game today. Come out and take care of business. And then, boy, next week, the home game against Midland at Lloyd Wilson Field, well, that turn out to probably be a real dandy of a ball game. But don't let the record fool you here with the Concordia Bulldogs. This is a team that we have seen over the past several years. They play Hastings College very, very tough. They are a very physical football team. And with this being their last game, sending the seniors out, look for a lot of things to happen. This team is going to come out guns a-blazing, and they're going to look to be the spoiler of the Bronco run, because you have to figure they know exactly where Hastings College stands looking into the playoff postseason potential. They want to be the one to spoil them and upset them. So we've had some very close games. And as you said, the last time we were up here, Concordia upended the Broncos 19-14. So this is a team that will not lay down for the Broncos today. They're going to have to be on top of their ball game today.
All right, let's check the starting lineups brought to you by Witt Plumbing of Hastings, where there's a Witt, there's a way. At quarterback, as Jimmy mentioned, Troy Hubert, after not playing for 3 weeks, is back in control here this afternoon. Hubert, the 6'1", 175-pound junior out of Aurora. The fullback will be Zach Beatty, 6'1", 195, a sophomore out of Colorado Springs. Nick Grummer gets the call at tailback this afternoon, 5'9", 165, a junior out of Beatrice. The tight end, Calvin Pettigrew, 6'1", 210, a senior out of Greeley, Colorado. The flanker is going to be Ryan Sack, 5'10", 175, a senior from Golden, Colorado. Maurice Mansfield will be the split end, 5'10", 185, a senior out of Denver, Colorado. And on the offensive line for Hastings, Spencer Jashani, 6'2", 370-pound senior out of Norwalk, Iowa. The left guard, Evan Rector, 6'1", 230, a junior out of Hayes Center. The center will be Josh Reba, 6'3", 250-pound freshman out of Columbus Scotus. Derek Whipple gets the started right guard today, 6'1", 243, a freshman out of Parker, Colorado. And the right tackle will be Tom Van Hott, 6'4", 255-pound sophomore out of Omaha Gross. Hastings College on defense this afternoon. Jake Mueller will get the start as one of the down linemen, 6'4", 285, a junior out of Omaha Gross. Pete Botkin, 6'2", 285, a junior from Millard North. And Chase Langenberg, 6'2", 230-pound sophomore out of Hoskins, Nebraska. The linebackers for the Broncos, Tyson Burrish, 5'10", 205, a sophomore out of Ulysses. Mackenzie Himge, 6 foot, 210-pound senior from Adams Central. Indiana Jones, 6 foot, 230-pound sophomore from Albuquerque. And Brian Callen, 6 foot, 215-pound junior out of Colorado Springs. In the defensive secondary for the Broncos here this afternoon, Jeff Klug, 5 foot, 180-pound senior out of McCook, Nebraska. Mike Cardenas, 6 foot, 195, a senior out of Denver. Riley Nicola, 5'11", 190, a sophomore from Hastings St. Cecilia. And Aaron Shohan, 5'10", 180, a senior out of Columbus Lakeview. We'll have more after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
All right, your starting lineups for the Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon. At quarterback will be Kyle Schmidt, at least initially today. 6 foot two, 220-pound senior out of Franklin, Nebraska. Also expected to see T.J. Shirley in the ballgame today. 6 foot one, 175, a sophomore out of Houston, Texas. The tailback is going to be Noah Smith, 5 foot eight, 170-pound freshman out of Largo, Florida. And the fullback will be Kane Dunbar, a 5 foot ten, 200-pound senior from Magnolia, Texas. At tight end will be Austin Teese, 5'11", 230-pound senior out of Rushville, Nebraska. Dan Newton will get the start at wide receiver today, a local boy out of Kennesaw. Newton is 6'1", 180-pound senior. The wide receiver on the other side will be Derek Woods. We talked about him during the pregame show here this afternoon. Woods, 6'2", 210-pound senior out of Tolleson, Arizona. Up there on the offensive line for Concordia this afternoon, we will see Mark McPhillips at left tackle. McPhillips, 6 foot two, 330-pound senior out of Humphrey, Nebraska. Josh Weber gets the start at left guard, 6 foot two, 275-pound freshman out of Pierce, Nebraska. Dustin Ehlers will get the start at center, 6 foot 250-pound senior out of Gothenburg. Tyler Carter will be at right guard, 6 foot 250-pound sophomore out of Glenwood, Iowa. And the right tackle will be Charles Washington, 6 foot two, 260-pound sophomore out of Houston, Texas. Concordia on defense this afternoon. Matt Ridge, at one of the down linemen, 6 foot one, 265-pound junior out of Glendale, Arizona. Aaron Hanneman will be another down lineman. He's out of Eureka, Missouri, 6 foot, 280-pound junior. And James Referentz will be at the other defensive lineman, 6 foot six, 250-pound senior from Westland, Michigan. The linebackers will be Gerard Fleming, 5 foot 11, 215-pound sophomore out of Houston, Texas. Daniel Crow, 5'11". 210-pound junior from Glendale, Arizona. Austin Fudeberg will be at the middle linebacker spot, 6 foot, 210-pound junior from Madison, Nebraska. And the other backer will be Zach Smetter, a 6 foot, 210-pound senior out of Seward, Nebraska. And in the defensive secondary for the Bulldogs here this afternoon, Preston Harris at one of the corners, 6 foot, 205-pound junior out of Lincoln. The other corner will be Alex Niederklein out of Adams Central, 5 foot, 190-pound senior out of Adams Central, a former teammate, in fact, a former classmate of Mackenzie Himge, is on the other side for Hastings College. The other backers for the Concordia Bulldogs will be Cole Ficken, a 6 foot one, 205-pound senior out of Bruning Davenport, and Ben Klein, 6 foot two, 205-pound sophomore out of Dallas, Texas. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Witt Plumbing of Hastings. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Temperature here this afternoon at the Bulldog Stadium is at 66 degrees, and the winds are going to be somewhat of a factor here this afternoon. Out of the northeast, blowing at 14 miles per hour, basically aiding the team that's going to our left end zone. And we saw Ernesto Locayo warm up, Jimmy, earlier preceding the ball game here today into that wind with the back with the wind behind him. He was kicking field goals in excess of 60 yards. So, Ernesto, he's on top of his game here today.
Yeah, he really is, Mike, as we pause for the playing of the national anthem.
All right, let's pause right here, and we'll get back to work as Hastings College and Concordia get to go at it here this afternoon at the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Thank you.
So the playing of the national anthem here this afternoon, Hastings and the Concordia Bulldogs, as we get ready to go in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon.
Well, you talk about Ernesto. Yeah, we understood in practice earlier this week, hit from 63 yards out, and watching him in pregame was hitting hit one from 61 yards. Several of the guys running around giving him high fives, and then Coach Merck, I think, calling himself a kicking coach, and why wouldn't you with Ernesto down there kicking? Before the team went into the locker room, he was down here visiting with Ernesto, and he was kicking into the wind and writing notes on his hand. So have to find out what all that was about, but obviously Ernesto is geared up and ready to go, as well as the Broncos, and as we said, not many players walking around with crutches. It's a good sight for the Broncos that this bye week really come at a good time for this Bronco football team.
Other games going on in the conference today that we'll be watching throughout the broadcast here this afternoon. Morningside is playing across town as they've got a date with Briarcliff here this afternoon. Dana is playing at Midland Lutheran today. Nebraska Wesleyan up against the Doane College Tigers down in Crete. Northwestern playing at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings here against Concordia. In the game I'm anxiously waiting for a final result on, Jimmy, Dort is playing at number one ranked Sioux Falls here this afternoon. Night and day between Dort and Sioux Falls. You've got the defending national champs against the upstart team, who's just been in the varsity program here in the GPAC for a couple of years. That could be a long, long afternoon for the defenders here this afternoon.
That will be like putting a pit bull in with a poodle.
A chihuahua.
That will. But we know we were up there. They do have an extra digit on the scoreboard in Sioux Falls, so we'll see if they actually touch over that. Sioux Falls will have everybody in uniform and expect to see all of the Sioux Falls players as they continue to be the top-ranked team in the country and just on an absolute roll. And they've played the newly jump-started Dort defenders today. That'll be quite a game. We'll be interested to see the scores as the game gets going along.
Concordia going to be dressed in their homestanding blue uniforms here this afternoon. Remember, this is Concordia's final game of the 2009 season. Their bye week is next week, so they'll finish things off here this afternoon against Hastings College. So Concordia dressed in their all blue here this afternoon. Hastings College in their traveling uniforms here this afternoon with their crimson pants and their white tops and their white football helmets as we get set to go here this afternoon. Hastings College right now averaging 25 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 18.1 on defense. Concordia's had some tough time scoring here this season. They are 10th right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 12.4 points per ball game. They are 8th in the conference, giving up points at 29.1 points per ball game. And Concordia is going to kick off to begin the football game here this afternoon. Curtis Miller will be the kicker for the Concordia Bulldogs, dropping back deep for Hastings College to begin the ball game is going to be Brinson Steinhauser as he drops back at the 6-yard line. So Steinhauser, who's averaging 20 yards per kickoff return, will drop back to receive this one. It's going to be a short kick, end-over-end kick. It's going to come to Riley Nicola at the 22-yard line for Hastings. Back to the center of the field, 25-30. And Riley Nicola bends his way up to the 35-yard line. So there we go, the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk. Riley Nicola, who's been playing on defense, gets his chance with his hands on the football there, and he brings it out to the 35-yard line just as he did with the blue uniforms with the Bluehawks.
Yeah, exactly. A nice return by Riley there, about 15 yards. So the Broncos will take over at the 35-yard line. Both teams seeing several St. Cecilia Bluehawks and Adams Central Patriots, I'm sure, very interested in the football playoffs. We'll get into that as the broadcast goes. But Troy Hubert with the fresh start now after the bye week from that injury he had a few weeks ago.
All right, Troy in there for the first time in 3 weeks. We'll hand the ball away. That's going to be Grummer with the ball, and he slides down at the 37-yard line. He is tackled in there by Gerard Fleming, number 7 for Concordia, the outside linebacker on that right side. So Grummer gets the first call and moves the ball from the 35 to the 37. I expect a heavy dose of rushing the football here this afternoon.
Yeah, and, we watched the pregame show, a warm-up activity. There was Maurice Mansfield was in the backfield as well, and Maurice will be in the game split out to our side here. But, yeah, Nick Grummer, expect a huge day from him today.
All right, we got the shotgun formation. Here comes sack in motion to the near side. The handoff is going to open. It's going to be Hubert carrying the ball as he fakes the ball to the fullback, Zach Beatty, and he brings the ball to about the 38-yard line. So a couple of running plays here, and they have netted about to 3 yards on this possession so far. Tackle was made in there by the linebacker, Austin Frudeberg, the junior out of Madison, Nebraska. So now the Broncos looking at third down and about 6 yards to go. The ball is sitting between the 38 and 39-yard line.
Huber was able to pick up a nice block from the fullback, Zach Beatty, off the left side, but then that hole really closed up quickly and picked up just a couple of yards. So third down and long, Harris Huber will be in the shotgun.
All right, as we wait for the snap here, Hastings College moving from our left to our right here in this first quarter of play. Here comes the pressure. Hubert throws the ball to the near side. It's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off at the 42-yard line. Preston Harris gets the pick for the Concordia Bulldogs. Do we have a penalty flag or what? Yeah, we got a penalty flag down here at the 30-yard line. And we'll check this out as the officials will confer. That was picked off by Harris right here on the near sideline for the Concordia Bulldogs. It's going to be a holding call against Hastings. I do believe a holding call against Hastings. And Concordia should have the football. That's the case. A holding situation at Hastings. The penalty is going to be declined. So Concordia gets the first big break of the ball game, Jimmy, as a Troy Hubert was flushed out of the pocket. He came to the nearest sideline and just unloads it here right in front of the Concordia bench, and Preston Harris picks it off.
Yeah, a lot of pressure coming from the Concordia defense as Hubert was forced to the right side, just tried to force that football in, and Concordia comes up with the first big break, and they'll take over inside Bronco territory down to the 47-yard line.
42-yard line.
42, yes.
Kyle Schmidt will be the quarterback here for the Concordia Bulldogs, one of two that we expect to see here this afternoon. Schmidt drops back to throw. He unloads it. It's going to be caught down here at the Hastings College 35, breaks outside to the 30, 25, and run out of bounds to the 20-yard line. So the Concordia Bulldogs go right to work. They get it to Austin Teese. Mike Cardenas into the stop for Hastings College defensively. That's only the second reception of the season for Austin Teese. They go to their big tight end, the senior out of Rushville, Nebraska. Concordia knocking on touchdown door, first down and 10 for the Hastings College 20. Kyle Schmidt again will bring the troops up here for Concordia. Wide receivers split out wide to the left side. Watch number one, Derek Woods. He's a good one. A senior from Tolleson, Arizona. Here's the pitch back. It's going to come. They're going to run it to the left side of the 20-yard line to the 15 and run out of bounds down around the 10-yard line. Running the football there for Concordia was Kane Dunbar. Knocking him out of bounds was Aaron Chohan for Hastings College defensively. But you can tell, Jimmy, this is the last game for a lot of these players out here for Concordia. They were playing with a lot of juice here this afternoon.
Well, it is, Mike, just a toss sweep to the left side, and Concordia very quick up the line of scrimmage, but a nice carry by Dunbar, nearly 9 yards, so going to bring a second down and short at the 10-yard line. And as I said, don't let the record fool you. This team plays the Broncos very tough, and they want to send the seniors out with a bang here as we have penalty flags, and I believe we're going to have Hastings College offsides here. We'll get the initial call.
Yeah, Broncos jumping outsides. I think McKenzie was coming on the blitz there for the Broncos and jumped across the line of scrimmage. We'll see if he was drawn off. The discussion's down there at the 10-yard line. Here comes the indication. Officials having some problems, I think, with their microphones. They have a indication now there's an offsides on Hastings College. That's going to give them a first down and goal situation down around the 5-yard line. So this is not what Hastings wanted to do today, Jimmy. That's give Concordia any kind of indication they could be in this football game here this afternoon.
Well, they did a good job on a couple of stops as far as running the football, and then the interception that Hubert threw, they got the ball in Bronco territory, and just two quick plays, and they're down now with the penalty at the 5-yard line.
So we've got to Kyle Schmidt up under center. He's got wide receivers all over the place, and now Schmidt will drop back into the shotgun formation. Kyle's got the ball, rockets it into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Man was open there in the end zone. He did not come up with a football, however. It was kind of thrown a little bit behind him. The intended receiver there for Concordia was a Chad, number six, Chad Woohoozen. Tell you what, they have a bunch of people that have 19 players have at least one pass reception this year for Concordia. 15 players have at least one rushing attempt. They've used three quarterbacks, so they're going to have a bunch of people in the football game here this afternoon. Second down and goal. Concordia's got the ball at the Hastings College 5-yard line, just underway here in the first quarter from Bulldog Stadium in Seward here this afternoon. Here's Schmidt adding the ball away and running with a football off a right tackle there for Concordia, number 26, Darius Smith, as he takes the ball down to about the 1-yard line for Hastings. So Darius Smith now into the ball game. He's a sophomore running back out of Kearney Catholic. And now the Bulldogs have the football down at the Hastings College 1.
And a nice hole off the right side. Just got tucked right in behind the big right guard, and Smith was able to get it down to the 1 as the crowd comes alive now. Third down and inside a yard to go for the touchdown for Concordia here early in the ballgame.
Backs in the I formation as Schmidt is under center. He just goes straight ahead. No indication yet. He's in there for the touchdown. Kyle Smith, quarterback sneak, and Concordia gets on the scoreboard early in this football game.
Five plays, 36 yards. Unofficially for Kirk Concordia with a couple of penalties. They were able to move the football downfield very quick, and Kyle Schmidt just right in behind his center was able to force the ball across. So the turnover poses to be a problem there for the Broncos as Concordia takes advantage of it, moves it all the way downfield on this Bronco defense, and now awaiting the PAT here as the Broncos fall behind early in this ballgame, 6-0.
The extra point kicker for Concordia is Curtis Miller. He is connected on 10 of 13 so far this year. That one is going to be partially deflected. It's going to be no good. Mackenzie Himji, I think, got his hands in there for Hastings to get a little piece of that one. So the PAT is going to be no good. So the interception by Preston Harris nets some points on the scoreboard for the Concordia Bulldogs. 11:56 to play in the first quarter. We've got a break with the score. Concordia 6, Hastings College nothing.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw. The gang is all here. We're in Seward, Nebraska this afternoon. Great Plains Athletic Conference football on 1230 KHIS. Concordia has shocked the Broncos early. 6-0 is the score. As Miller will get into the football again for Hastings. Running up, it's going to be another man. Seinhauser was going to run up and grab it. Now Hastings College, that's Riley Nicola again bringing the ball back as he brings it up to the 33-yard line. So Riley's had a couple of returns here right off of the bat. Two returns for Riley Nicola, and this is about the same spot as Hastings started their initial drive when Hubert throws the interception, and just like that, the Broncos find themselves trailing in the ballgame at 6-0.
Yeah, they'll spot this down on the 34-yard line. Hastings took over on their first drive at the 35, and the Broncos went three and out as Hubert threw that interception. Concordia was able to take advantage of the turnover and take it right downfield, so we'll see what the Broncos do. Two running plays, only 4 yards for the Broncos there that first drive.
All right, first down and 10 yards to go for Hastings. The ball is at the 34-yard line. Hubert in there, quarterback handoff is going to go to Grummer. Grummer fumbles the football. It is loose, and the Broncos recover back here at the 30-yard line. Grummer fumbles the football and is recovered here by Hastings. And recovering the football there for the Broncos, number 72, Tom Van Hott. So things have not started real well here for Hastings College, making the big pop on the play. There was Ben Klein for the Concordia defense, the safety, the sophomore out of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, and Klein, the leading ball tackler, or the leading tackler for this Concordia defense. You usually don't want your strong safety being the leading tackler, but he come up and put a wallop on Grummer, and the ball come popping out. Thank goodness Hott was right there to make the recovery.
Now Grummer's going to get a call again as he brings the ball. No, that's going to be Maurice Mansfield who's into the ball game now as he brings it across the 35 out to about the 38-yard line. So I guess the 4 yards that they lost on the fumble, and Maurice brings it up to about the 38 or 39-yard line. Hastings looking at a third down situation now. Third down at about 6 yards to go. The clock is going to be very tough to see. It's sitting in the sunlight right now. We're down to 10 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Broncos trailing in the ball game by the score of 6-0. Hastings with the ball on their own 38, and now we got some movement again up there. And what do we have? We got a timeout called. Yep, Concordia wants to call an early timeout. So the Bulldogs want to call timeout here. We'll take a break. 10 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first quarter from Bulldog Stadium in Seward. The score, Concordia 6, Hastings College nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Bulldog Stadium in Seward, third down and 6 yards to go for Hastings. They've got the ball on their own 38-yard line. Following the timeout from Concordia as they use that one on defense. Here's Hubert. He's got the ball. Here comes the blitz, and Hubert rockets the ball. Pettigrew grabs it at the 45 to the 40, gets away to the 35 to the 30, and brought down there. I saw him practicing that play during the pregame workouts here. A little quick pass to Calvin Pettigrew as Concordia came with a blitz off the left side, Jimmy. A nice pass delivered there by Hubert. Man finally brought down by Alex Niederklein for Concordia defensively, but that's a first down for the Broncos.
Got a nice gain across the middle of 31 yards, and again, the tight end Pettigrew gets action. He's had to really come on of late. You heard Coach Merck talk in the pregame show how he felt he was a little too vanilla in play calling after the Morningside game, and they needed to mix it up a little bit, get their fullback, Zach Beatty, involved into the play as we have a Concordia player down on the field, but also to get the tight ends involved. And I know you're on him pretty hard about that, but they've done a nice job mixing that around. And right there with the blitz being on, Hubert very comfortable back there, threw the ball across the middle to Pettigrew. He takes it all the way down. They'll spot it at the 31-yard line here of Concordia as they continue to tend to the Bulldog.
No, I'm not that rough on the coach, am I? I'm kind of known as a soft guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We know how good you guys get along.
Calvin Pettigrew in the reception there. That's his seventh reception of the 2009 season. The injured player for the Concordia Bulldogs was number 48, Michael Stelling, a reserve linebacker. Again, the new head coach for Concordia is Vance Winter. He was on the staff for Concordia during the Courtney Meyer days here at Concordia. Courtney, of course, is stepping down after 20-plus seasons here at Seward. Vance Winter took over the program here this year, and Vance has played a lot of folks. We're going to see a lot of guys in blue in and out of the lineup here on both sides of the football for Concordia this afternoon. Hastings trying to come back. They're down in the ballgame 6-0. Hand off to Mansfield, and Mansfield takes it down to about the 25-yard line. So he moves it from the 31 down to the 25. Actually, they'll spot the ball at the 26 now. So a pick up of 5 yards in the play. Mansfield started the ball game at wide receiver. Now he's in there at tailback for Nick Grummers. So a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 6 for Hastings. Wide receivers split to the left and to the right. The backs in the I formation. And now Sack goes in motion out to the far side. Hubert waiting for the snap. He's got it. Wants to run the option play. Hubert still got it. And down he goes to the 25-yard line. So he moves it from the 26 to the 25. A pickup of 1 in the play. That's Daniel Crow into the stop there for Concordia, the 210-pound junior from Glendale, Arizona. So now the Broncos looking at a third down situation here. Third down and 4 yards to go for Hastings at the 25 of Concordia.
Well, and Hubert very lucky just to get any positive yards there. Again, the Bronco line having a tough time controlling this defensive front for Concordia. A lot of penetration in there. Troy was grabbed a couple of yards deep, just able to lunge back forward and pick up a yard.
Here's Hubert again with the ball rocketed to the far side. It's going to be tipped, and it's nearly intercepted. Intended receiver over there was Justin Anderson for Hastings College, and now the Broncos will have to go with a field goal attempt here as Ernesto Locayo will come into the football game here for Hastings College. Back there again for Concordia is the guy who picked off the first pass, Jimmy, and Preston Harris. He's made a name for himself here in the first quarter.
Well, and providing a good blocking up front here, this is well within the range into the wind for the money man.
10 out of 12 on field goals so far this year. Good snap. Here comes the kick. That one sails off to the left side. It is no good. You jinxed him. He had problems kicking in this direction during the pregames. We said earlier that he kicked one from 61 yards, but that was going the other way with the wind to his back. He had some problems down here when he was practicing during the pregame workouts with Coach Merck watching him, and that one sails off to the left side. No good. So Hastings College is thwarted on drive number 2.
Well, one thing with a kicker, a right-footed kicker, they try to get a little extra meat into the football and have a tendency to hook it. And with the wind blowing into Locayo, that was the case there. Just put a little too much hook on it. The wind aided it past the left upright. So the Broncos, again, with a nice gain of 31 yards down to about the 30-yard line, that drive gets snuffed out by the Bulldog defense, and they take over at the 25-yard line.
9 minutes and 10 seconds to play. You couldn't tell by looking at the scoreboard, but that's what it says. 9 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Nikola comes on the blitz. They get rid of it. It's caught at the 25 to the 30, out to the 32-yard line. A quick pass thrown out here to Darius Smith as Riley Nikola was coming on the blitz from the quarterback, Kyle Smith. The tackle was made by Indiana Jones for Hastings College defensively. Nikola came in a hurry there, but a great job by the quarterback, Schmidt, getting rid of the thing. Got it right into the hands of Smith, and he had a nice gain of about 8 yards in the play. Second down and 2 yards to go as Concordia's got the ball up here at the 33-yard line. Bulldogs moving from our right to our left here at Bulldog Stadium in Seward this afternoon. Action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Second down and 2 for Concordia. Man goes in motion off to the far side. They're going to hand the ball away to him. He's across the 35 out to about the 39-yard line. Carrying the football there for Concordia. This is going to be a challenge all afternoon long. Jamarcus Walker carrying the football. Brian Callen comes in on the stop for Hastings College, but not before Concordia picks up a first down. And the Dogs moving the ball now against the Hastings College defense.
And Concordia really mixing things up. Three pass attempts by Kyle Smith. He's 2 of 3 for 30 yards. And the Bulldogs on the ground, 4 carries and 20 yards. And I'm not even going to try to keep an individual because they've had 4 different ball carriers thus far in the ballgame.
First down and 10 for Concordia. They got the ball on their own 38-yard line. Hastings College showing blitz. They back off. Man goes in motion offensively. Off to the far side. Schmitz got the ball out of the shotgun. Rockets it to the far side. And it's going to be incomplete. Tries to get it to the man that went in motion. That's Jake Greidel for Concordia. That was delivered high. Incomplete. Second down and 10. Concordia offensively this year has not shown that they can move the ball up and down the field. They are 8th in the conference in passing offense, 132.6 yards per ball game. They are 10th in the conference in rushing offense, averaging 97.8, and they are 11th in total offense, 230.3. It's now 2nd down and 10 yards to go. Concordia with the ball on their own 38-yard line. Hastings College with that 3-man front. Now we've got a penalty flag down. Looks like maybe Concordia jumped the gun a little bit. Our spotter finds that illegal procedure call. Yep, illegal procedure call. Nice call, Gino. On the Concordia, it's going to be a 5-yard penalty marched off against the Bulldogs. You're seeing two of the least penalized teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here today. Hastings is the least penalized team at 43.6 yards per game. Concordia is number 3 at 50.7.
And we already have 3 penalties. That's the first one on Concordia this afternoon. But one thing we haven't talked about, Mike, is the front three for Hastings College, Botkin, Mueller, and Langdenberg. Really an important part of this ballgame. They've got to get in there and put some pressure on Kyle Smith. They've been able to do that all year long. But so far this game, the offensive line has done a nice job keeping them out.
They're showing blitz right now. Here comes Indiana Jones on the blitz. The pass is tipped and nearly intercepted there by Callen. Ryan Callen got his hands on it there for the Broncos. They were trying a little slant play with their wide receiver to the left side. And Brian Callen steps in front of the receiver and got his hands on it there for Hastings College and knocks that ball to the turf. It's going to be a third down situation now.
Boy, and that's unfortunate because Callen would have a lot of room out there to run. If he makes that interception, he probably puts 6 on the board for the Broncos. But it does go incomplete, brings up third down and nearly 15 for the Concordia offense. And now have wide receivers all over the field.
Sean Severs was the intended receiver there for Concordia. Now he is the wide out to the left side. They've got trips out wide left, one wide receiver to the right. Third down and 15 yards to go. Hastings College coming with a blitz. Schmidt rolls out of there. Schmidt still got it, and he fires the ball down the right sideline. It's going to be caught, but it's going to be short of a first down. They got the ball over there to the far sideline. Grabbing the ball there for Concordia was Jamarcus Walker, number 22. It's going to be short of a first down, and Concordia is going to have to punt the football away. And on the stop for Hastings College was Jeff Klug defensively. Now dropping back deep for Hastings College to receive the punt is going to be number 9. That's going to be Maurice Mansfield and also number 1, Brinson Steinhauser. You getting smoked out of here, too? I'll tell you what, they got a fantastic barbecue grill here at the Concordia. Some good burgers, some good broths, but I'll tell you what, the smoke is rising and right into the press box facility here. Here's the snap. Here comes the Bronco pressure. They get the kick away of beauty. Steinhauser backs up, grabs the ball at the 8-yard line. He's back at the 5. He is in trouble. He dances his way to the 10. Now tries to get outside. He's to the 11-yard line, to the 12, and down he goes. A lot of shimmies, a lot of shakes there for Brinson Steinhauser, but he has dropped down into play. 49-yard kick and only a 2-yard return. And Hastings College will start deep in their own hole at their own 12-yard line. Zach Schmetter down on the stop on the special teams for Concordia. It's now 6:46 to play here in the first quarter. Not oftentimes I got to take the binoculars and zero in on the time clock. The scoreboard actually functions, but it is sitting in a position where the sun beats right on the scoreboard, and we were down here several times and have a tough time reading the scoreboard. But we'll get her handled here. We know it's 6-0. Concordia has got the lead here in this football game as Hastings College goes back to work with a running play up inside. That's going to be Mansfield carrying the ball there for Hastings College. So Hastings College now looking at a second down situation. Second down at about 7 yards to go as they push the football out here to the 16-yard line. Tackle was made in there, that last stop there by John Larchek for the Concordia Bulldogs. It's now second down for Hastings as they hand the ball away again to Mansfield, looking to slide it outside. Penalty flags down as Maurice is run out of bounds over here at about the 22-yard line. I think we're going to have a holding call here on Calvin Pettigrew.
Yeah, Mansfield was able to get around the corner, but that's only because Pettigrew, the tight end for the Broncos, was down there holding his defender. There's the call. So the Broncos, after a would-be first down, that'll be nullified by the penalty.
So the officials will get this all sorted out. There's the indication, a holding call on Pettigrew of Hastings offensively. The Broncos really struggling, Jimmy. Maybe trying to get back up to speed after their bye week. That's always something you ought to be concerned with. Hastings had a great week of practice, according to the coach, but looks like they're just out of sync right now, trying to get back into the swing of things here.
Well, they were off for a week, and it appears they're still off, and they need something, a big play or something, to get them jump-started, get some motivation going, because the Broncos are very stale right now offensively and defensively. Only 52 yards of total offense here for the Broncos, and we're nearly through one quarter of football.
And 30-plus yards came on one play as they threw that pass to Calvin Pettigrew. There's a pass to the far side. That one is tipped and nearly intercepted. Hit off with somebody's hat.
No, the receiver, Ryan Sack. Ryan wasn't even turned around looking at that. It was just a couple of step drop for Hubert, and he just rifled it right across the middle and hit Ryan Sack right in the helmet. Wasn't even watching.
Obviously, the offense not on the same page here this afternoon, as Ryan Sack wasn't even looking for the pass, and Hubert drills him with a pass on to his helmet.
Now, and a big third down call here early in the ballgame, third and about 12 yards, and if we have to punt, it's going to be into this stiff breeze.
Hubert stands in the shotgun. He's got the ball. Now here comes the pressure again. Rolls to his right. The pass is caught by Mansfield, and Mansfield is down to the 12-yard line. Hastings lost the punt. A short gain of only 2 yards. I'll tell you what, the Concordia defense playing with a lot of emotion out there so far today. Alex Niederklein, the former Adams Central Patriot, comes up to make the stop there for the Concordia Bulldogs.
Well, just a big play defensively. Again, as Concordia stuffs out a drive of Hastings College and Elkayo into the ball game, and he will stand at about his own 1 yard line to get this kick off. And the return guys from Concordia are standing just about right at midfield.
That's Derek Woods and Noah Smith. Here comes the kick by LaKyle. They had great pressure. He gets it away. Noah Smith fumbles the football, but he falls back on top of it back here at the 48-yard line of Concordia. But the Bulldogs will start in tremendous field position again at their own 48. A kick of only 37 yards by the second-leading punter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Ernesto LaKyle. He had been averaging 41.1 yards per kick.
Well, in the last drive for Concordia started on the 47-yard line. They were able to take it right downfield on this Bronco defense and get it into the end zone. Then the PAT was blocked. They'll have pretty good starting field position here. They'll start in their own territory, but only at the 48-yard line.
5 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-0 is the score. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. First down and 10 for the Dogs from their own 48-yard line. Schmidt fakes the handoff and now runs it himself, and he runs into big number 90 for Hastings, Jared Noble, as he brings him down right at the 50-yard line. Also making the stop, number 53, Adam Killip for the Broncos. So now the second rotation is up there on that defensive line. We've got Killip in there. We see Noble in there now for Hastings College, and also John Malise. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Quarterback keeper by Kyle Schmidt. Second down, 9 yards to go. Concordia with the ball now at the 50-yard line. Clock running, 4.5 minutes to play. Here in the first quarter, Schmidt reverses out of there, throws it near side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Noah Smith. Broncos had a lot of penetration, a lot of white shirts there in the backfield, but Schmidt got the ball away. The pass was delivered a little bit out of range there for Noah Smith, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, even if Smith was able to make the reception there, there were several white jerseys around over here at about the 50-yard line as well, so it wouldn't have gone for a whole lot of a gain, but it falls incomplete here. So Concordia faced with a third down and nearly 8 yards to go.
Concordia, another one of these teams that do not huddle in between plays. They call everything at the line of scrimmage. Everybody's got a wristband on, and the plays really signal in here off the near sideline from head coach Vance Winter. So Concordia now looking at a third down situation. Here comes the blitz again. Schmidt gets rid of it. It's going to be caught on the far side, but short of a first down. Making the grab there for the Bulldogs was Jake Greidel, number 5 again. Tyson Burris into the stop for Hastings College defensively, but Tyson keeps him in front of him and knocks him out of bounds at about the 47 of Hastings, and now Concordia will have to punt the football away again.
Well, they needed nearly 8 yards. That was only a pickup of 3, so good job there defensively by the Broncos. They hold Concordia on that drive. We talk about the number of guys that will carry the ball. We've had 4 different receivers, 4 different ball carriers for Concordia in the ball game. So they really like to mix it up a lot. We see back deep at their own 10-yard line will be Brinson Steinhauser and Mo Mansfield.
I was going nuts trying to put numbers together for this ball game. They have had a ton of people into the ball game throughout the 2009 season. Nice kick there. They're going to down the football at the 9. So they let that baby bounce, and they down the football right about the 9-yard line, but we got all kinds of whistles out there. I don't see any penalty flags down right now. Do you? We do have a penalty flag somewhere. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is.
Right down here in front of the Concordia sidelines.
Right in front of the Concordia sidelines. We got a penalty flag down. It was fourth down and 5, so if this penalty goes on, Hastings College just perhaps could give Concordia a first down here.
Be very close. At least bring the chains in for a measurement. That's look like... Nope, it's going to go against Concordia by the way of the Hastings College coaches applauding on the sidelines.
All right, so they're going to bring the offensive unit back out, and Hastings College will start first down and 10 on their own 9-yard line. So they didn't mark off any penalty yards on anybody. They're going to start this baby from, well, they're going to give them the 13-yard line, so maybe they did mark off 5 yards. Hastings College will start the drive from their 13-yard line. Broncos moving from our left to our right.
Kind of strange there. 37-yard punt by Concordia, so the Broncos at the 15-yard line to start things out.
Here's Hubert. Play action pass. Rolls to his left. He's still got it. Here comes the pressure. He's hit. He's going to be sacked. Hubert going to be sacked back here at the 8-yard line and busting through there for Concordia to make the stop is number 28, Austin Frudeberg, again, the linebacker out of Madison, Nebraska. Hastings College offense looks very inept so far in this football game, Jimmy, as we play late in the first quarter, 6-0 Concordia.
Yeah, first sack for the Concordia defense. Looking at the numbers for the Hastings Broncos, 8 carries, 16 yards. After that 5-yard loss, they bring Hubert down for a sack. And Hubert only 2 of 5 passing, 1 interception, 33 yards. And a big second down and 15 call here for the Bronx.
Hubert in the gun. Mo Manfield back in the backfield for Hastings. There's a throw to the far side. It's caught by Ryan Sack, but Concordia right there to wrap him up at the 15-yard line. That is Preston Harris, who is having a sensational first quarter here for Concordia, right there defensively. Sack catches the ball, but not much of a gain, and Hastings now looking at a third down situation, third down and long, about 15 yards to go. The nose of the football sitting at the 15-yard line.
Just a little out pattern. Hubert was able to get it delivered, starting to go with just some more shorter pass routes for the Broncos here, and Hubert was able to hit sack, and but the defender right there, only about a 6-yard gain, so going to bring up third down and 9 here for the Broncos again.
From the 15-yard line, 2.5 to play here in the first quarter, 6-0. Concordia's got the lead, and now a lot of movement up there again defensively for Concordia. Does somebody jump offensively? I think so. Here's the indication. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against Hastings College before the snap.
Fourth penalty for Hastings College in the ball game, and it's a big one. That was going to be a 3rd and 9. Now it's going to be 3rd and 14? Well, 3rd and 14 for Hastings College here. So their back's against their own goal line. And not able to pick this up again. Lakaio will have to punt into that strong breeze.
Yeah, Hastings has been backed up the entire quarter so far. Hubert standing in the gun, 3rd down and 14 yards to go. He's got it. He throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught by Pettigrew, but he had to make a diving grab. But that one, he goes down to the turf at the 20. Still going to be about 4 yards shy of a first down. So that's the second reception of the ball game for Calvin Pettigrew. But he was just trying to slide that baby across the middle, Jimmy, but the throw by Hubert was in a situation where Pettigrew had to dive to grab the ball, so that would have been all right for Sunday. Pettigrew could have got back up and ran with it and probably would have picked up the first down, but he is down there at the 20, so Hastings College will have to punt again.
Well, only good for numbers there for Pettigrew. The gain was of 10 yards, but, yeah, he had to go down to the ground as Lakaio will get this punt away.
Much better kick that time by Ernesto. He lets it bounce to the 45-yard line. Concordia gets away with it, and he watches it roll dead down here at about the 38 or 39-yard line. About a 41-yard kick that time by Ernesto Locaio. So Hastings College is trailing here in the football game. Great Plains Athletic Conference action today on 1230 KHIS. We've got a minute and 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Concordia out on top of Hastings this afternoon. 6-0 is the score.
Had been a very pretty first quarter of football here, but the wrong team leading the Bulldogs. I was able to take that first drive down and punch it in for 6. They'll take over here with, 118 left to go here. First and 10, they'll spot it at the Bulldog 38-yard line.
Concordia scores because of an early interception suffered by Hubert, the quarterback for Hastings. Here's Schmidt with the ball, wants to run the option, does so, pitches the ball back late, and not much out there as Hastings College's penetration gets through there. A pitch back came, and running the football there for Concordia was number 20. That's Dunbar. Riley Nikla into the stop for Hastings College defensively. Boy, they have, this is going to be a tough all afternoon long. They've got guys shuttling on just about every play here.
Well, we've had six offensive rushing plays for Concordia today, five different ball carriers.
Second down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the Concordia 40. We've got Schmidt in the shotgun formation. He backs up and throws it near side. That's Smith with the ball at the 40, 45, 50 down the sideline. 45 cuts back to the 40, 35 down to the Hastings College 32-yard line. Finally wrapped up on the play, Mike Cardenas for Hastings College defensively. That was a nice quick pass thrown by Kyle Schmidt to Noah Smith. Smith with a couple of receptions already in this ball game. He's got numbers 9 and 10 for the season, and Concordia has moved the ball into Hastings College territory. First down and 10 at the Bronco 32.
Third down and long, and they set up the screen perfectly to the near sidelines, and Smith was able to break free. I know Himji was coming hard over there. Riley Nickel was able to make the tackle downfield, but not before Smith rambles 28 yards downfield to the Bronco 32.
Here's Schmidt with the ball again, pitches the ball back. Dunbar looking it outside. He's not going to get there. Hastings with three, four white shirts over there to knock him down on the play. McKenzie Himji was over there. Langenberg was over there. Not much there, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter here this afternoon in Seward. So the Concordia Bulldogs trying to pull off the upset here this afternoon, the 17th-ranked team in the country. Hastings College in trouble early in this one. At the end of the first quarter, it is Concordia 6, Hastings College nothing. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths and arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw, all back here in Seward this afternoon. Hastings College football in 1230 KHAS. Broncos trailing 6-0, and Concordia's got the ball back at Hastings College territory. Second down and 12 from the Hastings 34-yard line. Schmidt wants to throw the ball again. Throws it downfield. It's going to be way overthrown. Way overthrown. The intended receiver down there, number 22. That's Jamarcus Walker for Concordia. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Scores around the G-Pack today. Sioux Falls and Dort playing up in Sioux Falls. The defenders hanging close so far. 13-0 to score. Sioux Falls with a lead. Doan has jumped out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan 17-7. And Northwestern has got a 7-3 lead over Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. By the way, Hastings College women's basketball, they won today over Dakota State 87-63. That's up in the Morningside Classic in Sioux City. Hastings College 87, Dakota State 63. The Broncos now 3-1 on the season. Schmidt throws the ball to the far side, and a man catches the ball, but he is decked immediately on the play. It goes out to a Gridle number 5, and he is decked on the play there by Mike Cardenas of Hastings defensively. So Gridle holds onto the ball there for Concordia, but Mike Cardenas hit him hard, and that was only a pickup of only about a yard. Tough way to make a yard, isn't it?
Well, you can see Cardenas playing center field back at about the 20-yard line, and as Schmidt rolled left, was able to find his receiver over there, but he threw it high. Receiver had to go up and left his body out there for open bait, and Cardenas comes in and makes a huge hit. And just a short gain, and we're going to have a fourth down call here. Concordia is going to go 4th and 9 here at the 31-yard line.
Just underway here in the second quarter. Schmidt backs up. He's still got the ball. Throws it near side. It's going to be caught at the 25-yard line. He is out of bounds, and I don't think he got there. Pass comes over here to Jake Grinnell, number five again. He was knocked out of bounds by Brinson Steinhauser. They're going to spot the football. They only had to take it to about the 22.5-yard line, and that's about where they're going to give him here, Jimmy.
Yeah, they're going to give him a good spot down here in front of the Concordia bench. Concordia coaches are signaling first down. The Broncos are signaling their ball, and they're going to bring the chains in from the far side. They got to run all the way across the field, and they'll throw the sticks down here and check it out. A big fourth down call here.
This is right in front of the Concordia bench, so they will stretch out the chains. We'll have to wait for the indication. It's going to be first down, Hastings. They did not make it. They did not make it. So on a fourth down situation, Concordia goes for it. Very, very close. And they give the ball to Hastings, so the Broncos will get it back. It's a 6-0 ball game here this afternoon. Concordia's got the lead. For just joining us, Troy Hubert threw an interception in the first quarter. Preston Harris picked it off. Concordia went five plays, 47 yards. They got a one-yard quarterback sneak from Kyle Schmidt, and that's been the ball game so far. Hastings College has not been able to muster anything offensively. They have played most of their first half so far down in their own territory. Hubert again with the football, backs up. He throws the ball in the center of the field. It's caught by Ryan Sack at the 40-yard line, and Ryan is brought down at the 43. Nice pass by Hubert. Ryan Sack hauls her in, and he brings it out to the 42-yard line. Hubert was knocked down in the play. Tackle was made by Zach Smenter for Concordia defensively. Hubert is now back to what we would call 100%. He was a little slow in getting up there. He's still got a sore shoulder, but he gets back up, and he'll call the play right here.
Well, they had Ryan Sack all alone across the middle of the field, hit him in stride, and a 21-yard gain, second first down for the Broncos as they inch it out farther up the field to the 42-yard line.
Hubert now sprints out right side, gives a fake. He's going to throw the ball down the right sideline. It's going to be picked off. To be picked off at the 30-yard line. He's back to the 35, to the 40. Brings it back to the center of the field, trying to outrun the Bronco defenders, and finally brought down at the 41. The second interception of the ball game thrown by Hubert. Ben Klein picks it off there for the Concordia Bulldogs. That's his third interception of the season.
Well, and pressure was coming from the backside. Hubert could feel it. He was looking down on the far sidelines. He had Maurice Mansfield out there, but then the defender playing center field was able to come up. That was overthrown grossly by Hubert, and the second interception in 9 passes today for Troy Hubert. So he's not looking very sharp, as he's had a huge layoff. And Concordia comes up again with yet another turnover. They'll spot it down at the Concordia 41-yard line, first and 10.
Brent Stein is the backup quarterback for Hastings College in this ball game here this afternoon. Here's a running play straight up the pipe across the 50 inside Bronco territory down to the 47-yard line. And running the football there for Concordia was number 20. That's going to be a Charles Dunbar. Tackle was made by Mike Cardenas. So Dunbar carries the ball straight up the pipe there. And Concordia has got the ball again at Hastings College territory. They've got it at the Bronco 47-yard line. Second quarter of play. We've got about 13 minutes to go in the first half. Hastings trailing 6-0. Troy Hubert with 2 interceptions so far for the Bronco offense. There's a handoff again. That's going to go straight up the pipe again. That goes to Adarius Smith, number 26. He is tackled in the play at the 45-yard line of Hastings College. A pickup of only 2 yards in the play. Jake Mueller under the stop for Hastings College defensively, or Justin Boyce. Justin Boyce under the stop there for Hastings. A pickup of only 2, second down and 8 yards to go. And the Bulldogs calling their plays right here at the line of scrimmage. They've got cards here on the near side that they flash out there, and everybody kind of checks their wristbands. They call the play at the line of scrimmage as Kyle Schmidt just stands under his center here. Dustin Ehlers. Now he's waiting for the snap. He's got it. Play action pass. He wants to throw the football to the near side. It's going to be overthrown. Intended receiver was Nate Sint, number 12 there for Concordia. That one was thrown too far. Brian Callen over here in defensive coverage for Hastings College. So it's now a third down situation. Third down for the Dogs at about 8 yards to go. 12-12 remaining here in the second quarter. 6-0, Concordia's got the lead.
Kyle Schmidt running for his life over here to the near sidelines. John Malise was able to get through there and put a lot of pressure on Schmidt, forcing him to throw it high as he was in full stride trying to get away from him, and bring up a third down here. Third down and nearly 8 as Schmidt is in the shotgun, maybe changing the play here at the line of scrimmage.
He's got wide receivers all over the place. Empty backfield here for Schmidt as he backs up. He's going to run the quarterback draw out of the thing. Nothing but white shirts there, and down he goes. A loss in the play back to the 50-yard line. A loss of about 5 yards in a play, and getting through there for Hastings was number 53 again, Adam Killip. So Killip makes the stop for the Broncos defensively, a loss back to the 50. And now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation here for Concordia. They're going to have to punt the football away.
Yeah, and a better series defensively for the Broncos. Tony Harper has to be a little better mood after that one. They were able to get some pressure on the quarterback, Kyle Smith, there, and able to have some good coverage downfield. And then Smith just audibles out of that play there, goes for the quarterback draw. And defensively, the Broncos had the numbers there, brought him down for a big loss. So Mansfield and Steinhauser back at their own 10.
Here's the kick, a driving one. It's going to be end over end, and it's going to go out of the 5 yard line. It curls around. Concordia is down there to try to save it. Did they get there? I think they did, down at the 2 yard line. Are you kidding me? That baby was headed directly to the end zone, Jimmy, and all of a sudden it got down to about the 5 yard line. It's like it took a U turn and it bounced sideways, and they were able to get down there. That's Josh Menke, number 41, who got down there for the Bulldogs to down the football at the 2 yard line.
Everything going right for Concordia here in the ball game thus far, as Mansfield and Steinhauser just simply looked at each other. They moved away from the football, and yeah, it just got down to about the 2 and took a right turn 49 yard punt.
There's a handoff now to a Grummert, and Grummert fights his way out of the end zone to about the 2 yard line. So, no gain in the play. They might have given the 3 on the play, but that was some tough running there by Grummert just to get out of the end zone. We are in the second quarter, and Concordia has got the lead over Hastings. 6-0 is the score. We're down to 11 minutes to play in the first half.
Well, we talk about the Hastings offense. Looks like they're running in some muddy conditions out there, just having all kinds of trouble getting going offensively. 66 yards of total offense is all the Broncos have right now, as they're faced now with a second down and nearly 8 yards to go.
Got to give them 2 yards in the play, and now Pettigrew jumps. The tight end on the right side, Calvin Pettigrew, one-on-one. Everybody else was still in their stance.
He had to tell you how far he was out of sync there. He was all the way to the linebackers.
Yeah.
Hit the linebacker, did a good job manning up, had on a half there. But everybody else was still down in their stance, and so that'll be half the distance of the goal. So everything going right for Concordia, everything going wrong for Hastings here thus far in this ball game. So now going to be second down and 9 here, as they bring it back half the distance. So second 9 for Hastings.
I was looking for Coach Merck. That's one guy that's is not going to be very happy with his offensive unit here this afternoon. Huber wants to throw the football, airs it out down the left sideline, and is going to be knocked down. Trying to get it to a Maurice Mansfield. That was a nice play there by the Concordia defensive back. And guess who again? Preston Harris. He's already got a pick. He's made a couple of nice plays, and that was a beauty as he goes up with his right hand to swat that baby away from Mansfield. And now it is third down, Jimmy. Third down and 9 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 3 yard line.
Well, and Harris has done a great job on Mansfield all day long coming into this game. He's been the go-to guy for the Broncos. 1,476 all-purpose yards for Mansfield coming into this ball game. And they try to go vertical again with him up over the top. And Harris, with great position there, knocks it down. Mansfield only one catch today and 2 yards. Big third down call here for the Broncos.
Here's a handoff. Nope, it's going to be Hubert with the ball as he goes straight ahead out to the 5 yard line. They fake the handoff to Grummert. Hubert brings it to the 5 yard line, and the Broncos will have to punt from their own end here.
Well, and Ernesto Lacayo is very familiar with this situation. All 3 of his punts so far, he has been standing with his back to the goal line. This one here, he'll be having his back to the in line. He'll stand right at the in line here to receive this snap.
Concordia will get tremendous field position right here. Here's the kick by Lacayo. Good one. Backing up is going to be Woods. He grabs the ball at the 37-yard line. He slips down to 40. So maybe not as great as field position as we thought. How about a 59-yard kick there by our main man, Ernesto Lacayo, and a 4-yard return for Concordia. But still the Dogs will have the football back late in the second quarter. We're down to 9 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the second period. All Bulldogs here this afternoon.
Yeah, it is. And right there, Mike, that's what a good punter will do for you. He'll get you out of a hole, and that's what Lacayo did. He got the spiral to turn over in midair there, and a nice long punt, 59 yards. And the Broncos special teams down there defensively. So Concordia, yet still with some pretty good field position, but considering that punt come out deep from the in line, that's a pretty good deal here. They'll spot it at the 41.
Jamarcus Walker now in the backfield for Concordia, as they flip the ball away on a reverse, and now they're going to want to throw the football. They crank it up, and it's going to be incomplete. A man hit his arm trying to throw the football there on the reverse. Was it Darren Marcuso, and getting his hands on it was Jake Mueller. They have had so many people involved in the offense here this afternoon. This is unreal.
Well, they've been shuttling a lot of players in and trying a little trickery, but the receivers were all locked up downfield. And then great pressure coming in from Mueller, number 47 from that far side, that right end spot, was able to get his hand on the football and also lay a lick on the quarterback. So second down and 10 here for Concordia with 9:32 left to go till half.
6-0 is the score. Concordia's got the lead as Schmidt just hands the ball away, and banging for some yards there is Darius Smith. Smith brings it across the 45 out to about the 48-yard line. But Concordia is going to be looking at third down and short. Brian Callen, another stop for Hastings College defensively. Concordia looking at third down here and about to, well, we'll call it 3 yards to go. It brings it out to the 48. Has to take it to the Bronco 49 for the first down. 6-0, Concordia has got the lead. Third down and about 3 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Dressed in their all-blue uniforms here this afternoon. Concordia moving from our left to our right from Bulldog Stadium in Seward this afternoon. Schmidt has got the ball. The quarterback, and he hands it away across the 50, big hole, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. Charles Dunbar takes it the distance right there, 52 yards. That was a simple play, Jimmy, just a handoff off of left tackle, and Dunbar takes it 52 yards for the score as 12-0 Concordia.
Yeah, just a quick hitter, and everybody, the Broncos had a lot of guys, at least 9 guys in the box there, and just a quick hitter right up the middle. I don't believe anybody defensively for the Broncos got a hand on him. He was into the secondary, and the only guy that was had a chance to bring him down was Brinson Steinhauser, and he was already 10 yards behind the running back Dunbar. By the time he hit the 30, there was nobody bringing him down, so that one goes 52 yards, and suddenly we've got problems in Seward. The Broncos trail 12-0.
And now Seward, after missing their first extra point, are going to go for a two-point conversion right here. In the backfield is going to be Darius Smith now for Concordia. And in the shotgun will be Schmidt. He's got the ball. He hands it away to a man who was coming in motion to the near side. That one is going to be blown up as being run out of bounds over there is Jamarcus Walker. He is a run out of bounds, so the two-point conversion is no good, but there's trouble here for the Broncos in the second quarter of our next-to-the-last regular season football game here this afternoon. It's now Concordia 12, Hastings College nothing. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. 1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan has scored in their ball game. They've now taken a 10-7 lead over Northwestern here this afternoon. Doan was leading Nebraska Wesleyan at last check, 17-7. Sioux Falls was leading Dort 13-0. Action this afternoon around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia has jumped out on top of Hastings. It is 12-0. A 52-yard run by Charles Dunbar gives Concordia their second touchdown of this football game this afternoon. Now here comes the kickoff. The Broncos need to get something going offensively. The kickoff is going to go out of bounds, so Hastings will get pretty good field position here in quarter number two.
We are
down to 8 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the second quarter.
You're exactly right, Mike. I'm as shocked as you are right now offensively for the Broncos. They're not able to get anything going. 68 total yards of offense, only 49 through the air, and 18 on the ground for the Broncos. Mansfield with only one catch today, has a couple of carries for 16 yards. Concordia defense has done a tremendous job, and they've been able to get all kinds of pressure on Troy Huber today. They forced him out of the pocket and made him throw some wild passes, and he's had a couple of them picked off, and they've cost the Broncos.
Two interceptions so far for Troy Huber. He had only, well, he had four coming in. And there's another play that's blown up in the backfield. That's a loss in a play getting through there and causing problems is Michael Volker, number 57. He got into some problems there. A loss of a couple of yards in the play.
Well, and I think Grummert with the carry there, seen a little bit of a seam out to the left, tried to cut, and when he put his plant foot down, just slipped on the turf. Shouldn't be any trouble down there. Should be dry. But a loss of 2 yards, so a big play. Second down and 12 here for the Broncos.
Hubert tries to set something up. There's a little quick pass there, and it's going to be to the 40-yard line, and that's all she wrote. Tremendous penetration again by the guys in blue. That's a pass play to Grummert, and he brought the ball to the 40. And that was third down and 10, so a loss of 2 yards, a gain of two. Smetter in on the stop for Concordia. Now Hastings looking at third down and long again, third down and 10.
Yeah, at least three guys in the backfield deep as they forced Huber back, and he was able to get it off to Grummert. And then four guys were right there to bring him down for only a two-yard gain. So yet again, a third down call from the 40 and a bad snap.
Hubert picks it up off of the turf, and now he throws it to the right side. It's caught by Mansfield, but he's going to be short of a first down. Everything that can go wrong with a Bronco offense is going wrong today. That snap was low. Hubert had to pick it up on the bounce back there. The pass was complete to a Mansfield, but he's going to be short of a first down as Mansfield brought the ball to about the 47-yard line where he was drilled on the play there by Alex Niederklein, the former Adams Central Patriot. And again, the Bronco offense goes three plays and out. And Ernesto Locaio, the most overworked guy for the Broncos here in the first half, will have to punt the football away again.
Boy, the Broncos running on about three cylinders right now. And the Concordia defense doing a real good job keeping Mansfield in front of them, bringing him down for the short of the first down.
Here's the kick. It's going to be signaled for a fair catch. It is made down there at about the 11-yard line. That's where Concordia will start. That's Rhett Miller down there making the fair catch of the ball. About a 34-yard kick there by Ernesto Locaio. So now Concordia with a 12-0 lead has got the football back. We're down to 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then Tyson Hebronic will join us. Well, our halftime scoreboard show gets you up to date on all the scores throughout the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon and across the nation. Concordia's got the ball back here, first down and 10. They've got it on their own 18-yard line. Schmidt will be under center this time as he's going to run the ball himself after he fakes it to his running back, and he's going to be covered up on the play. Gets it back to the line of scrimmage. Mackenzie Himge in on the stop. Brian Callen in on the stop for Hastings. And Jared Noble, number 90, will give him a pickup of 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9 for Concordia. They have inched the ball out here to the 20-yard line.
And we talk about all the momentum on the side of Concordia. 170 yards of total offense against this Bronco defense. Already here in the ball game, we still got 6 minutes left to go till half, and we got whistles. Going to be a flag momentarily. Wait for the call here.
Illegal substitution on Concordia. Had too many guys out there, maybe in the huddle. 170 yards, you say, total offense on Hastings here in the first half. For the season, this is a team that has put up only 230 yards per ball game. We've still got another half to go. Concordia was 11th in the conference coming in here in total offense, averaging 230 yards per ball game. They're already at 170 here this afternoon.
Yeah, they've done a great job mixing around. 81 through the air and 89 on the ground for Concordia here today.
Second down at about 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now the 15. Schmidt stands in the pocket. He throws it down the right sideline. Woods is out here and incomplete. Brinson Steinhauser out in coverage for Hastings College, but Derek Woods is the intended receiver for Concordia. Woods has got only 12 catches so far this year. He has been a guy who's really caused some problems for Hastings in the past, but for some reason he's got only 12 catches this year for 116 yards and one touchdown. They go to him here down the right sideline, but Steinhauser was right there defensively for Hastings. Third down now and 13 yards to go.
Steinhauser looked like he had some Gorilla Glue in his pants there. He was stuck right on Woods. Great position there. The pass was just slightly overthrown out towards midfield. Falls incomplete here. Wide receivers all over third down and long here for the Bulldogs.
Empty backfield. Schmidt stands, fires it, caught at the 30-yard line. To the 35, out to the 39. Reception is made there. The guy was wide open. That's Dan Uden, the former Kennesaw Blue Devil. He just goes out there, plants himself, makes the catch, and Tyson Burris finally knocks him down at the 39-yard line. Uden just went out there, Jimmy, where there was nobody at defensively, sat out there, and they got him the ball.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody for Hastings College was even aware he was out there. I don't know how you couldn't. He's a big target. And that one goes for 25 yards on a third down and 15 call out to the 39-yard line. So, again, the Bronco defensive coverage having some issues.
First down and 10 for the Dogs. On their own 39, here's a handoff again, inside handoff. They bring it to about the 44-yard line. A pickup of about 5 yards on the play. Running the football there for the Concordia Bulldogs was number 20, Charles Dunbar. Boy, they have really spread things around so far here in this first half. Brian Callen into the stop for Hastings College defensively, but now before Dunbar picks up about 5 yards on the play. They're getting 4 and 5 yards every running play here. Like Jimmy said, the last pass completion was enough to pick up the first down, 20 yards plus. It is now second down for Concordia and about 6 yards to go. Late in the second quarter, here's a handoff again. That's across the 50-yard line down to the Bronco 48. Dunbar again carrying the ball there for Concordia. He's the guy who scrambled 52 yards for a touchdown on their last possession. Mike Cardenas comes in on the stop for Hastings College defensively. And the Broncos are in trouble here this afternoon. Surprisingly, Concordia putting up a fight in their final game of the 2009 season. The Dogs have controlled this first half. It's 12-0.
They have. They're doing anything they want against this Bronco defense. That one there is the same play that Dunbar scored on from 52 yards. That nets him 9 yards into Bronco territory down to the 47.
Here's Schmidt again. Wants to throw the football in a play action. Fires the ball. It's caught again at the Hastings 35 down to the 30-yard line. Nate Sint, another tight end from Scott's Bluff, grabs the ball there for Concordia. Sits in the center of the field. Brian Callen comes in on the stop for Hastings College, but I'm impressed with the Concordia passing attack here against Hastings College. Either it's an effective passing attack or Hastings College is doing absolutely nothing defensively here this afternoon, Jimmy.
Well, they're not able to get any pressure, first of all, on Kyle Smith. They've been able to get pressure on any of the quarterbacks that we have played thus far. And right now, that offensive line is handling the line of scrimmage. They're not allowing any of our front three to get in there and get Kyle Smith any pressure. And he's just picking the secondary apart. That one there goes for 18 yards to send the product out of Scott's Bluff. And it gets them another first down. First down number 7 as they're inside the 30-yard line down the 29.
With 4:13 to play here in the second quarter, they go with an inside handoff again there. That's going to be Dunbar as he takes the ball down to about the 25-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Justin Boyce, number 46 for Hastings College. So a pickup of about 4 yards in the play, maybe 3. We'll call it 3 yards. Second down and 7 as the nose of the football approaches the 26-yard line. Again, the Dogs waiting here at the line of scrimmage as a play is being signaled in off of the near side from head coach Vance Winter. And then the offensive unit will check the wristbands. They'll send a man in motion to the near side. Schmidt waits for the snap here. That's a T.J. Shirley out there now, and the ball is going to be tipped away from him by Brian Callen. So T.J. Shirley was in the ball game there, number 15 for Concordia. He's the second of the two quarterbacks we expected to see today. Shirley is a sophomore out of Houston, Texas. And now Shirley comes out. Kyle Schmidt comes back in. As we said, they've had like 19 different guys rush the football. 15 different guys have received the football. We've seen 3 quarterbacks play for Concordia this year. This has been like a circus. Well, and now Kyle Schmidt comes back out there on third down.
So far today, they've been very successful against this Bronco defense.
Schmidt's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be number 26 diving for a couple of yards, Darius Smith. And now Concordia's got a decision to make right here as Smith picks up a couple of yards down to about the 23-yard line. Pete Botkin into the last stop for Hastings College defensively. They have not had a whole lot of success kicking field goals this year. Curtis Miller just 1 out of 4. His longest has been 35 yards, so evidently they don't have any trust in their kicking game here. Concordia is sitting at the Hastings College 23-yard line, and they got a fourth down, 3.5 to go, and they're going to go for it right here. Schmidt under center on fourth down and 3. They hand the ball away. That's going to be Dunbar. He's got the first down and more. He's across the 15, down to the 10, down to the 9-yard line. The guy who rumbled 52 yards for a touchdown picks up a crucial first down there, Jimmy, as they bring the ball across the 10, and Concordia knocking on touchdown door again. First down and goal at the Hastings College 9-yard line.
Mike, again, they run that trap play off the left side, and again, the Broncos cannot cover that thing up, and Dunbar scambles 15 yards down inside the Bronco 10-yard line on a fourth down. Concordia trying to be the role of spoiler here, looking very good against his Bronco defense, leading the ball game 12-0, and a first and goal here with 2:45 left to go here till half. What a shocker here in Seward.
Last time we came to this pop stand, we lost.
Well,
19-12. That's the ball game that was delayed until Monday when we had that severe storm move through. In fact, we had tornadoes last time we played a football game here. I think the tornado today is on the field, and they're dressed in blue. Here's a handoff again, same play as they go to Dunbar. This time, big Pete Popkin will wrap him up and throw him down to the turf there. So Pete makes the stop. Little, if any, gain there by Dunbar. Kane Dunbar came into the football game. Let's see. He had 6 carries, 10 yards.
Well, he has 9 carries, 93 so far today. 1 touchdown, 52 yards. And now the Concordia offense rushing the football, 19 carries unofficially and 123 yards against this Bronco defense.
Now we've got Smith in the backfield, number 26, Darius Smith, and Noah Smith back there, number 2. They're going to swing the ball out. It's going to be intercepted by McKenzie Himge. McKenzie Himge has got the ball at the 30. He's at the 40 to the 50. McKenzie to the 40. He's going to take it all the way. McKenzie Himge intercepts the ball and returns it back the other way for a touchdown.
No,
wow.
He intercepted that. Good pressure coming from the Bronco defense. Finally, they get through there. And as Kyle Smith turned to throw a little bubble screen pass, McKenzie Himge right there at the 15-yard line picks that one off. He unhooked the plow at about the 35 and was able to take that all the way downfield for the touchdown. So with a buck 35 left to go here, maybe a little bit of a momentum change. Finally, something good happens for the Broncos, and it comes in the form of the defense and the outstanding product from Adams Central, McKenzie Himge picking that off and taking it the distance for the Broncos.
That is interception number 3 on the season for McKenzie Himge as he returns that one 85 yards for a touchdown. And if Bill Carlin could have saw that, we might have seen McKenzie Himge line up a tailback there for that Adams Central Patriot offense. McKenzie Himge takes it 85 yards for a touchdown, and the Broncos are on the scoreboard. A buck 35 left here in the second quarter of play. It's now Concordia 12, Hastings College 7.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I don't know what McKenzie Himge saw right there, Jimmy, but he intercepted that pass. It's like it was thrown right to him as he picks it off and goes the distance, 85 yards for his score, and the Broncos are on the scoreboard.
Well, and Smith pulled out of there, going to the right side, did a reverse pivot, and was trying to throw the ball out on a little screen pass, and boy, defensively, McKenzie Himge was right there. He jumped up, just had the ball thrown right into that, his numbers right in his chest, and by the time he got the clutch pushed in, and the plow unhooked at about the 30. He was off to the races, and a big, big momentum boost here late in the second quarter.
Here's the kickoff now by Ernesto Locayo. It's going to be brought back here by Darius Smith of Concordia, and he brings the ball out to about the 16 or 17-yard line. Will Smith down there on special teams for Hastings College, number 88, making the stop. So we'll see if that's the thing that really ignites the Broncos here this afternoon. They're coming off of their bye week, and things have not really went their way. But that's one of those things that can really ignite a football team, not just the defense, but it can ignite the offense and hopefully carries on in the special teams. That might be exactly what Hastings needs right here.
Well, we need to, Mike. Something needs to. Only 104 total yards unofficially for the Broncos offensively, and that is unlike a Bronco offense. They've just really had all kinds of trouble running the football. They've had trouble throwing the football, 2 interceptions, and now we have a timeout Concordia here.
It looks like they were a little bit confused offensively here. Not enough guys on the field or what, but some unhappy offensive players out there as they will call the timeout and get things situated right here. We're down to a buck 28 left, 128 left in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Concordia 12, Hastings College 7.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
When planning your weekend of cutting wood for the fireplace, remember to pick up your Oregon replacement chains on chains, bars, sharpening accessories, and maintenance tools at Big G Ace. Oregon premium saw chains deliver smooth cutting performance and are equipped with low kickback features. Oregon Intense bars allow you to adjust chain tension quicker, easier, and safer than old-style chainsaw bars. Let Big G Ace be your helpful place for your chainsaw supplies.
Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
Upset in NCAA Division I play this afternoon. The fourth-ranked team of the nation, the Iowa Hawkeyes, go down. Northwestern beats Iowa today by a score of 17-10. Tyson Ivronik is back in the KHIS Sports Studios. They'll have all the scores coming up for you on our halftime scoreboard show here in just a couple of minutes. A minute and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings College, 12-7. McKenzie Himge has got the first points on the board here for the Broncos on an 85-yard interception return for a touchdown as Concordia just keeps the ball on the ground here, and that's going to go nowhere as they hand the ball away again to Dunbar. He is wrapped up by the Broncos defensively, Jared Noble, into the stop for Hastings, and now the Broncos will call a timeout. So Hastings College is going to try to pin the Bulldogs back deep here and then force them to punt. A minute and 24 seconds to play. We've got another break with a score. Hastings College trailing Concordia. The Bulldogs 12, Hastings 7.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Doan is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan 24-14. Morningside has got the lead over Briar Cliff and is now 21-3. 12-7 our score here. Hastings College trailing the Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon. Second down for Concordia, 10 yards to go. They've got the ball at their own 18-yard line. They're going to have Dunbar in the backfield along with Darius Smith. The quarterback is going to be Kyle Schmidt as he stays in there, as he's under center, brings the ball down the line of scrimmage, option play, pitches the ball back as Dunbar down the line of scrimmage, and he takes it down the near sideline, 25-30, out to the 35, and he's wrestled out of bounds here, up around the 36 to the 37. Adam Killip on the defensive assignment there for Hastings to knock him out of bounds, but once again, Kane Dunbar, I don't know where these guys have been all season long. They didn't have any flashy stats coming in here. Like we mentioned, Dunbar had 6 carries, 10 yards. Noah Smith, 22 carries, 39 yards. Those were the two starting running backs this afternoon for Concordia, and they have really chewed up the yardage against Hastings College as they are approaching 200 yards already here in this first half of play. First down and 10.
We're making Dunbar look like a Heisman candidate. 11 carries, 115, and a touchdown.
Even the Heisman candidates have to be knocked down sometime, and Pete Botkin knocks him down this time. No gain in the play. That's Botkin and Jared Noble making the stop there for Hastings College. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. Yeah, Dunbar, 5'10", 200-pound senior from Magnolia, Texas. He has flat done the job against Hastings. He's got a 52-yard touchdown run so far in the ball game. That was the second touchdown scored for Concordia today. Their other one was on a 1-yard quarterback sneak by Kyle Schmidt. That one was set up by a Preston Harris interception on the Broncos' first offensive possession here this afternoon. Troy Hubert has thrown 2 interceptions for the Broncos, and Hastings finds himself in an unexpected battle this afternoon against Concordia, 12-7. Dogs have the lead. Schmidt carries the ball there. He got it to the 40-yard line to pick up a only 1 on the play, so now Concordia looking at third down and about 8 yards to go. Third down and 8 for the Dogs.
And I think that'll be the last play of the half as we see the clock continuing to move here inside 12 seconds. And that's going to be the deal, I think, Concordia. Yeah, they're just going to head the locker room here with the lead, surprising the 17th-ranked Broncos, 12-7 here as we're inside a second. That's the end of the first half.
You can see that scoreboard better than I can.
Well, I had to put the sunglasses on. Now I can see it very well, but it's the wrong way. The wrong team is leading here at halftime. They are shocking the Broncos here in Seward.
So an interesting first half. The Concordia Bulldogs with a lead here at the halftime break. We'll take a timeout here with a score Concordia 12, Hastings College 7. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation, reliable horsepower since 1955 on East J Street, Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back at Bulldog Stadium in Seward this afternoon. Surprisingly, the Concordia Bulldogs are out on top of the 17th-ranked team in the country this afternoon. Hastings College, the score 12-7. That 7 points was courtesy of the defense. So the offense has done absolutely nothing so far here in this football game. We'll have the numbers here coming up here shortly. Again, Hastings on their first possession this afternoon. Troy Hubert throws an interception. That was his fifth interception of the season. It was picked off by Preston Harris. Concordia then, 5 plays, 47 yards. They stuck the ball in the end zone early. With 11:56 to play in the first quarter, a 1 yard quarterback sneak by Kyle Schmidt gave Concordia the lead. The point after touchdown was good, actually no good on the play, as it was partially deflected by McKenzie Himge. 6-0 was the score. Concordia had the advantage. Then in the second quarter, Charles Dunbar broke loose on a 52-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good. Concordia had the lead by the score of 12-0. And then toward the end of the second quarter, when Concordia was moving the ball right down the field, they had the ball in Hastings College territory. In fact, they had the ball in the red zone looking for their third touchdown of the first half. McKenzie Himge picks off a pass and goes 85 yards for a touchdown. The point after by Ernesto Locayo was good. And that's the way we stand here at halftime. That last score, by the way, came with a minute and 35 seconds to play in the second quarter. It was 12-7 at that point, and the Concordia Bulldogs able to run out the time in the second quarter. But the Broncos are in a fight here this afternoon, 12-7. Concordia looking to wrap up their season here this afternoon with a big victory over Hastings. That would obviously put an exclamation point on their 2009 season. They came in, this is the team that came in 3-6. On the season, they're looking to wrap things up with a big upset win here this afternoon.
Yeah, really a head shaker here in the first half as the Broncos have the bye week, and it appears that they're still off. Somebody needs to wake the Bronco offense up because the defense can kind of come to life there with that interception, and thank goodness that happened, or it would be 12-0. But, boy, just a shocker here, and Concordia trying to be the role of spoiler because the 17th-ranked Broncos moving up two in the bye week are really struggling here offensively today. We look at Concordia in the first half. 11 first downs for the Bulldogs. They rushed it 23 times for 150 yards. Passing yards, the quarterback Kyle Smith, 9 of 19, one interception for 122 yards. So we're making this team look like an offensive powerhouse with 272 yards of total offense in the first half. And what were they averaging coming into the ball game?
230. They put up 272 yards against Hastings College in their first half alone.
Yeah, and just completely dominated the first half. Time of possession, Concordia 17-24, Hastings College 12-36. So they have been able to basically do anything they wanted offensively against this Bronco defense. We look at some individual leaders for Concordia here. Rushing the football, they have Rhett Miller. I don't know why that would be. We have it as Charles Dunbar. They don't even have Charles Dunbar listed, so maybe we had a jersey change. We'll have to find out. Anyway, leading ball carrier for Concordia has 12 carries, 116 yards, and a 52-yard touchdown run, averaging 9.7. They have it as Rhett Miller. We'll check that here at halftime. Other ball carriers, Darius Smith, 4 carries, 16 yards. For Concordia, and as we said, Kyle Smith, 9 of 19, one interception, and 122 yards in the ball game. Concordia has 4 receivers that have received the football. Leading the way is Jake Greidel, 3 receptions and 15 yards. We talked about the offensive woes for the Broncos. I waited until I seen the official numbers, and I was correct. 2 first downs for Hastings College in the first half, 1 in the first quarter, 1 in the second quarter. We look at rushing, 12 carries, 17 yards for the Broncos in the football game. And Troy Hubert's number, 7 of 12, 2 interceptions, and only 81 yards. So 98 total yards for the Broncos here at half. And we mentioned time of possession, 12-36 for the Broncos. Leading the way, rushing the football, Maurice Mansfield, 4 carries and 20 yards. Calvin Pettigrew leading the way, receiving 2 receptions, 40 yards. Ryan Sack, 2 for 26. Mansfield, 2 for 12. And Nick Grummer, 1 screen pass 43 yards. Ernesto Lacayo, by the way, 4 punts already in the ball game, his longest from being 58 yards. Ernesto averaging 43.5 yards per punt. And officially they will rule that, yes, an 85-yard interception return for Mackenzie Hemji. So lots of things going wrong. And coming in the ballgame, Mike, we talked about this, the Hastings College Broncos just bringing their briefcase to work and trying to use this as a business-type atmosphere. Go to work, get the job done, get the victory, because we got the playoffs looming. And you talk about on the websites and everything, boy, that's the biggest thing everybody's talking about right now, is Hastings jumping ahead of Northwestern, as they have. But, boy, they've got to have some convincing wins here the next 2 weeks in order to get the pollsters to get them up in the top 16 so they can get in the NAIA playoffs. And right now, things don't look very good for the Broncos as they're still sleeping from that bye week.
Hastings College trailing here in the first half to the Concordia Bulldogs. The score is 12-7. We anticipated maybe seeing Ryan Merkin, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, who covers the Broncos week in and week out. This is kind of his old stomping grounds down here. And then he might be partying out here in the tailgate parties that are going out.
He might be with family. I know Cole Ficken is his brother-in-law. And Cole is senior here at Concordia playing his last home game. So very well could be out tailgating with the family. But I have yet to see Ryan Merkin around.
All right, so we've got plenty coming up here at halftime. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up. And then Tyson Ebronik will join us. He's got the halftime scoreboard show all straight ahead. We'll just move along here. All that stuff is standing by here at halftime. We're at the break in Seward, Nebraska here this afternoon. Concordia, surprisingly, has got the lead over Hastings College this afternoon. Concordia 12, Hastings College 7. You're listening to Bronco Football.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe, Jimmy Purcell back in Seward, Nebraska here this afternoon. Hastings College football and 1230 KHAS. Up to date on all the scores throughout the GPAC this afternoon and across the nation as we continue here in Seward. And once again, Jimmy, I wouldn't want to be in the Hastings College locker room at halftime, as the Broncos have definitely struggled here in the first half of play. Thanks to the nice play defensively by Mackenzie Hemji, Hastings still in the football game here this afternoon. But like you said, we're making Concordia look like the Florida Gators this afternoon. Things have not gone well for Hastings.
Well, we are, Mike, and we got word now. The number 20, the mysterious number 20, I thought possibly it could be Johnny Rogers. He is in the area. It is not Johnny Rogers. It is not Dunbar. It is yet the Rhett Miller. Rhett Miller, 12 carries, 116 yards. We're making him look like Johnny Rogers. And, yeah, I'm sure the locker room for the Broncos was an ugly atmosphere, because this is horrible. This is probably the worst I've seen the Broncos play in a lot of weeks. And we talked about the Broncos trailing at halftime, and I believe that the only two games they trailed at halftime in any game this year was their other two losses to Sioux Falls and to Morningside, and they trail here 12-7. And the Broncos just trying to get anything going offensively. 98 yards of total offense, 17 on the ground, 81 through the air. Troy Hubert, his comeback has been less than pretty. Two interceptions, they have led to touchdowns. And defensively, we've had all kinds of trouble. Hitting in the quarterback, Kyle Smith, he's thrown for 122 yards in the first half, and the Bulldogs have rushed for 150 yards. So a team coming in averaging 230 yards of total offense in just a ball game, cranks out 272 and a half against what was a pretty good Bronco defense coming into the bye week. But I think maybe they've taken a little too much time off here, and hopefully this third quarter the Bronco coaches can wake up their staff and get them back on track. That's been a horrendous first half for the Broncos.
Why does this surprise me when we can't even get a roster with the corresponding numbers of the corresponding players? I mean, we got here, and we had Hastings College on the Morningside roster today. So
yeah,
and maybe that should have been an indication that things were not going to go right for us here today.
Well, I'm not even going to look at the roster that I had. We were looking at the roster that was out of the program.
No, we were given the roster that was given to us by the school.
Yeah, and you had a roster that was sent to you, and it still had Dunbar as number 20, and now you pulled out a roster. I don't know what pockets you pulled that one out of, but it
does have
Rhett Miller. It also has, we have two 20s now on there, so Charles Dunbar, number 20, and Rhett Miller, number 20. And
Dunbar is evidently a defensive player on this roster. I went and snagged that at halftime here.
Stole that from the coaching staff.
Well, yeah, they got to know who's out there.
Yeah, they went downstairs. You went into the coach's room and picked that off. But Concordia all ready to go here. They're lined up to receive this opening kickoff. Back deep, Noah Smith, one of the deep guys. I think that's Noah Smith, number two. And they've got number 22 back there. We'll hope that's Jamarcus Walker back
that's
deep.
Him.
We don't know.
That's him.
We're just speculating. But that's right now who we're going to say who is back deep. And they're ready to go. They stand at their own five-yard line as Ernesto Lacayo pumping the football up, getting things ready to go here. As the wind pretty much subsided, you look at the flag just very gently blowing across the field here as the Broncos look to try to get anything going here this afternoon.
Now the wind is going to blow the ball off of the tee. I'm still concerned about our main man, Ryan Merkin. He has been with us. He's been to our trips to Sioux Falls. He's been on our trips to everywhere else in the GPAC this year. Now in the final road trip for the Broncos here this year, Ryan Merkin is missing. Our beat writer from the Hastings Tribune, who usually joins us at halftime. Here comes the kickoff. That's going to be Walker rushing with a ball back the other way. He's at the 15-yard line to the 20, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 21-yard line. So that's where Concordia will start. We spent about the entire first half in our own territory offensively. Concordia has not been running the football up and down the field on us, Jimmy. It's just that they have been able to make some crucial plays. They got an early break defensively when they got an interception. They had a short field there of 47 yards. It's not like they can take the ball here at the 20-yard line and march the ball 80 yards against us. At least they have not shown that so far.
No, but there has been some crucial third down and long plays that they have been able to rattle off some big gains and pick up first down. So Kyle Smith has done a good job directing this offense so far.
So now we've got to Kyle in there at quarterback. He's going to roll down the line of scrimmage, pitches the ball back. There's Rhett Miller trying to get outside, and Miller is going to be knocked down on the far sideline. The Broncos over there defensively. That's a McKenzie Himsey, another stop for Hastings defensively. So Rhett Miller trying to get outside. He rushed for 100 yards plus against Hastings in the first half, including a 52-yard touchdown early in the second period with 8:43 to play to give Concordia a 12-0 advantage. He is knocked out of bounds on his first running play here, a loss of 2 yards in the play as they push him back to the 19-yard line. It is now second down and 12 yards to go, just underway here in the second half as Concordia stands at the line of scrimmage to call the play here. Two wide receivers will split out to the left side. The back split now behind the quarterback, Kyle Schmidt, who has went all but one play so far, and that's a quarterback position. There's a throw down the left sideline. It's going to be, did he hang on to it? No, he did not. Hastings College nearly picked that ball off. Jeff Klug was back here on coverage on Derek Woods, number one. Klug got his hands on the football but cannot hang on to it at the 45-yard line. It's incomplete. Now it's third down.
Okay.
So now if we're going to play the field position type ball game right here, Jimmy, we got to hold on defense and then get the ball back after a Concordia punt and have pretty good field position here.
Well, and again, like I said, the first half, there were several third and longs that Concordia had. They were able to convert a couple of quick hitters right up the middle. They were able to open up some nice holes, and then Kyle Smith hit a couple of receivers on some screens, and they were able to pick up the necessary yardage. But they're faced with a third and 12 here against the Bronco D.
Well, their own 19-yard line, Hastings College coming with the pressure. Schmidt fires the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete. And now a penalty flag goes down. The intended receiver was Dan Uden. They were yelling for a flag. Not only some players, but also some fans in the stands, and I think they got their wish as a penalty flag is going to go down on Hastings College for pass interference.
Well, now they continue to talk out in the field. I thought that was a good defensive play. As are they going to call this one off, possibly? I thought it was a good defensive move. The Broncos got their hands up in front of Uden.
No,
they're not.
Aaron Shohan, I think, is the guilty party here on Hastings. Interference on the Broncos.
Boy, and I really thought Shohan never made contact with the receiver. Uden was able to get his hand up there. But again, we talked about it. Third down and 12. They go across the middle where the Bronco D has been vulnerable today. And they try to get the ball to Uden. And a good play by Shohan, but it doesn't matter. The laundry came out. The penalty goes against the Broncos. And a first down for Concordia.
So the Dogs keep it alive, just underway in the second half. 12-7 is the score. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. The Broncos sputtering at best today. First down and 10. Concordia's got the ball. They hand off to Miller, and Miller brings it to the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Tyson Burris for Hastings College defensively. A pickup of 2 yards in a play by Rhett Miller. What did he rush for in the first half? 116 yards against Hastings College?
116, and he scored on that little trap play that went for 52 yards. So Red Miller having some good success, but he's getting some awful good blocking up front. This offensive line has really dominated against some guys that have been able to get in there and put some pressure on the quarterback. And Botkin, Mueller, and Langenberg, they have all been pretty quiet today for the Bronco D.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is down to 36. Schmidt wants to throw the ball, does so. Woods grabs it here at the 35-yard line, makes a move at the 40, down to sideline 45. He brings it to the 47. The ball comes loose. Concordia falls back on top of it. Hastings says they've got it. The official's going to unstack things by clearly solid blue shirt covering the football down there at the 46-yard line. They're still fighting for the ball down there. Riley Nicholas says the Broncos have the football. And the officials agree. Hastings College has got the football. At the bottom of the stack is Brian Callen. Callen comes up with a fumble, and now a penalty flag goes down. Derek Woods fumbles the football down there at the 46-yard line. Brian Callen is at the bottom of the stack, and the penalty flag goes down.
And I think this is...
It's going to be a delay of game against the...
Against the receiver.
That's going to be Concordia. That should be number one instead of number five. It was Derek Woods who caught the ball. The reception was made at the 46, and as Derek Woods was trying to fight loose there for some additional yardage, he fumbles the football. Brian Callen comes up with it for the Broncos at the 45-yard line. And then they had a little scuffle after that, and then we have a delay of game called against the Concordia Bulldogs. That will cost them 5 yards. So a 5-yard penalty is going to be marched off against the Concordia Bulldogs, and Hastings will get the ball now at the 40-yard line as Brian Callen gets the fumble recovery. That's his fourth fumble recovery of the season. He's also got two interceptions to go along with that. So now Hastings in business here, first down and 10 at the Concordia 40-yard line. It's still going to be Hubert as the quarterback for Hastings. Grabs the ball, hands it away. That's going to be Mansfield, and he's knocked down at the 39-yard line. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. A 1 yard gain by Maurice Mansfield as he starts the quarter running out of the tailback position. Tackle is made by John Larchek, number 90. Larchek is the freshman out of Loup City, Nebraska, as he makes the stop there. And Maurice Mansfield, no gain on the play officially. It's now second down and 10.
Mansfield now 5 carries, only 20 yards in the game, running the football. And again, watch the defense of Concordia. They're getting a lot of penetration against this Bronco line.
Here's a play action pass. Hubert's going to air it out there. He's got a man out there, and he makes the catch, and he drops the football. Justin Anderson had it inside the 5-yard line and drops the football. Had a man back there for the Concordia Bulldogs. That was Alex Niederklein again, the former Adams Central Patriot back in coverage. Maybe got his hands in there to deflect the ball away from Justin Anderson. An incomplete pass, and it's third down and 10.
Well, and when you're looking for a little momentum or something to get you going, a big play is the way to do it. And the Broncos elect to go vertical downfield. Anderson should have caught that football that was in his hands at about the 5-yard line, but it falls incomplete. And now a third down and long for the Broncos.
From the 40-yard line, Hubert again wants to throw the football, airs it out the other way. Anderson is back out there. He makes the catch, touchdown! Justin Anderson hauls it in at the 4-yard line and takes it into the end zone for the score. Makes a sensational catch over Preston Harris, the defensive back, who got a pick earlier in the ball game for Concordia to set up the Bulldogs' first touchdown. That time, Hubert comes right back to Justin Anderson for the score.
3 plays, 40 yards, all on that play right there to Justin Anderson. He relinquishes his drop the prior play, and I just think the defender mistimed the jump, Mike, because Anderson was able to just run right underneath of that and make the reception and in the end zone for the touchdown. So with 12:15 to left to go, the kick is up by Lacayo. It is good, so the Broncos finally get on top here in Seward. They lead the ball game now 14-12 on a big, big offensive play to Justin Anderson.
For Hubert, that is his 11th touchdown pass of the 2009 season. For Justin Anderson, his third touchdown reception. A 40-yard touchdown pass from Hubert to Justin Anderson, set up by the Brian Callen fumble recovery at the 40-yard line. Now with 12 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter, Hastings College with the lead. It's the Broncos 14, Concordia 12.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back. back in Seward, Nebraska. Great Plains Athletic Conference football action today on 1230 KHAS. Finally, Hastings College out on top, 14-12. We're in the third quarter, 12 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go to the far side, fielded at the 10-yard line. Back to the 20, out to the 25, 30, 35, 40. One man to beat. Ernesto Lukyle tries to knock him out of bounds, and finally they do. Bringing the ball back for the Concordia Bulldogs that time was number 22, Jamarcus Walker. Ernesto Lukyle was back there for Hastings College. For the final man to beat him downfield, and finally somebody came back to, well, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds here, Jimmy, at the 43, but a nice return by Jamarcus Walker for Concordia.
34 yards on the return. It was all right in front of the Hastings College bench, and I think our kicker, the money man, Ernesto Lukyle, ran the Walker out of bounds on the far sidelines, but a nice return brings the ball all the way out to the 44-yard line where the Bulldogs will set up shop.
We're going to have Darius Smith in the backfield along with Rhett Miller. Wide receivers left and right. Schmidt, play action pass, backs up. He's got time, now flushed out of the pocket. Schmidt has still got it, throws it down the right sideline. It's into the Bronco bench. Into the Bronco bench. That was a Jared Noble coming on the blitz for Hastings as he got through there. Forces Kyle Schmidt to the far sideline and threw it down that right sideline into the Bronco bench and complete second down and 10.
Well, again, you talk about the different rotation that Tony Harper has in there now. Instead of Langdenberg, Mueller, and Botkin, there is Melise and Adam Killip in there as along as number 90, Jared Noble, who was putting tremendous pressure on Kyle Schmidt. He wisely just threw it to the far sidelines. Incomplete, second down and 10 here for the Bulldogs.
Line of scrimmage is the 44-yard line, 14-12 now. Hastings College with a lead. Schmidt throws the ball over the near side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jeff Klug. He's back to the 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Crashes forward. He gets into the end zone. Touchdown. Jeff Klug brings it back for Hastings College. His third interception of the season. That one goes for 53 yards, and the Broncos are on the board again.
Well, and again, it was pressure. We talked about the Bronco defense needing to get pressure on Kyle Schmidt, and in the first half, they really were ineffective in doing that, and now already in the first half, they have really been able to get in there and put pressure on Schmidt, and it was number 53, Adam Killip, that was in there right in Kyle Schmidt's face. He threw the errant pass, and Jeff Klug makes the interception at the 47-yard line, takes it all the way downfield for the score, and now the Broncos starting to widen the gap as Lukyle in with Hubert holding for the point after.
All right, Ernesto Lukyle's extra point is up there. It is good. That's the second defensive touchdown that we have seen today, both on interception returns for touchdowns. Mackenzie Hemji had one back during the second quarter of 85 yards, and Jeff Klug now comes back with a 53-yard interception return for his score. We've got 11:46 to play in quarter number three. The score now is Hastings College 21, Concordia 12.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College scores 14 points in a matter of 30 minutes or 30 seconds. That's the way to put them up there, huh?
Well, I tell you, we talked long enough. I think maybe the halftime speech might have woke up the Broncos just a little bit. The Broncos, with three offensive plays, they've scored 14 points and two touchdowns.
All right, here comes the kickoff. It's going to be grabbed down there again at about the 8-yard line. Back to the 15, dancing his way out to the 20, to the 21, to the 22-yard line. Bringing the ball back there was Jamarcus Walker again for Concordia. Jared Thompson down on the special teams for Hastings College. Going back to the pass there, it looked like Derek Woods was just running a pattern down the near sideline, Jimmy, on that last play for Concordia. And Schmidt kind of threw that ball short like he was going to maybe stop and come back to the football, but it was thrown right to Jeff Klug, and he takes it down the near sideline and goes 53 yards for the touchdown.
Well, and again, we talked about Adam Killip in there putting tremendous pressure on Kyle Schmidt, and that ball errantly thrown.
And now Schmidt's going to run the football as he brings it across the 20 out to about the 22, Indiana Jones. End of the stop for Hastings College and the quarterback keeper. So the Broncos trailed at halftime this afternoon, 12-7. Got on the scoreboard after Brian Callen recovers a fumble. Then Troy Hubert throws the 40-yard touchdown pass to Justin Anderson. Now the next series for Concordia, Jeff Klug picks off a pass and returns it 53 yards for a touchdown, and now things are looking pretty good. Hastings College with a 21-12 advantage over Concordia here this afternoon.
Well, if you're Concordia, you can't get away from what you've been doing. You put up 272 yards against this defense in the first half.
And now we've got the other quarterback in there. That's T.J. Shirley as he tries to take it around the right end, and he's going to be stuffed on the play. Pete Botkin out of the stop for Hastings College. So now T.J. Shirley is in there. He's a 6'1", 175-pound sophomore out of Houston, Texas. He's in there now at quarterback for the Concordia Bulldogs as Kyle Schmidt comes to the sidelines. It's now third down and about 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is sitting at the 23. That's the Concordia 23. So T.J. Shirley now in there at the quarterback position for Concordia. We expected to see two this afternoon. Schmidt went most of the way in the first half. Shirley's now got the ball. He backs up, steps up in the pocket, being pressured. He's hit. He's going to be smothered back there. Indiana Jones and others. End of the stop. Chase Langenberg also gets up. Indiana Jones, Pete Botkin, all right there. T.J. Shirley is stopped. Three plays and out. Hastings College gets the football back.
Well, we're going to have to ask Coach Burke what was said at halftime, because this is a whole new looking ball club out here. They were not able to get any pressure at all on Kyle Schmidt in the first half for some reason, and now all of a sudden now they get the different rotation in there again. It was Langenberg, Mueller, Botkin in there again, Indiana Jones inputting all kinds of pressure on Shirley, the quarterback, and they brought him down for almost a 5-yard loss. So the Bronco defense really stepping up tall here in the second half.
Shirley is also the punter as he gets it away, and not a very good kick there as it angles off to the right side. Hastings may have gotten a little piece of that one as it goes off to the far side. That's only going to be about a 23-yard kick there by T.J. Shirley, and Hastings College will have the ball in Concordia territory, first down and 10 at the Bulldog 43-yard line.
This will be the second series with 9:32 left to go in the third quarter. The second series for the Bronco offense. They've already put the Broncos as a team 14 points on the board, and it's only been one play that scored. It was a 40-yard touchdown pass to Justin Anderson, and the Broncos now, I believe, are going to be penalized. I believe somebody up on the front line moving for Hastings College. That'll cost them 5, so it'll be first and 15. It'll still be in Bulldog territory. They'll bring it back out to the 47-yard line where they'll set up first and 15.
Derek Whipple is the guy who jumped. He's the right guard, the freshman out of Parker, Colorado. So it's first down and 15. Hastings with the ball now, sitting at the 48. Officially here, as Hastings will send wide receivers left and right. Now Sack comes in motion to the near side. Hubert backs up, gives the ball away to, that's going to be Mansfield. He breaks outside at the 40. He's at the 35 to the 30. He's at the 20 to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Hastings. Concordia had Reese Mansfield stopped, Jimmy, and all of a sudden he spins to the right side, gets away, and takes it down the sideline for the score, a 48-yard touchdown by Maurice Mansfield.
Yeah, and a good job by Maurice. That was all done by his legs as he got the hit right at the line of scrimmage, did a shimmy at the 48, did a shake at the 46, and then it was all Maurice Mansfield down the right sidelines. Nobody caught him. And, boy, the Broncos scoring explosion now is taking place here in the second half as they throw another 6 on the board and Money Man in for the point after.
Ball is down. The kick is up for Nestle Kyle. That one goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. Hastings College has scored at the 12:15 mark, the 11:46 mark, and the 9:20 mark. All in the third quarter. The Broncos now have the advantage here in this third quarter with 9:20 to play. It's Hastings 28, Concordia 12.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Mansfield on a 48-yard touchdown run for Hastings College. For Maurice, that's his seventh rushing touchdown of the season. He had a shimmy. He had a shake. He had no time to do a mamba before he got into the end zone.
Well, he could have done a mamba from the 10 because he was well on his way into the end zone. Nobody going to catch him for Concordia. So he had time to dance his way into the end zone. But the Broncos looking good here in the second half. They woke up.
Here's Jake Gridle. He's going to bring the ball back now for Concordia as he brings it to the 27-yard line. It's like the guys in white trying to change jerseys here at halftime because everything that we thought was going on in the first half has come back, and they have improved on it drastically. Good defense. We are moving the football passing with Troy Hubert, and Hastings has exploded here with three touchdowns in the third quarter.
Yeah, Concordia, 272 yards officially in the first half. Here in the second half, minus three rushing, one pass completion. That went for 12 yards, and then the fumble, and Brian Callen picked that one up. And now the Broncos comfortably ahead, looking very good here in the second half.
All right, Kyle Schmidt back in there at quarterback now for the Concordia Bulldogs as he hands the ball away, and that's going to go straight ahead for a couple of yards out across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line. Carrying the football there for Concordia was Darius Smith. Tackle was made by John Malise for Hastings College defensively. Tell you what, as many guys that have carried the ball, this is it's like a three-ring circus out there. They've had plenty of guys carry the ball for Concordia, plenty of wide receivers out there today. Austin Tease, he made a reception on that first drive, and I don't think we've seen him since, have we?
Well, we've used three different rosters, and none of the numbers really seem to match up, so you just don't know who's out there. Mystery players.
All right, here's another handoff again, Darius Smith. This time he's going to be hitting the backfield, and down he goes at the 30, trying to get outside. Getting through there for Hastings College, getting some playing time now for the Broncos was number 37. That's Alec Diffendaffer, who's into the ball game now for Hastings College, as Diffendaffer comes in there for the Broncos as well as Jake Mueller.
Well, in the Bronco defense, you cannot say enough, Mike. After a horrendous first half of football, they took a week and a full half off, and now they've decided it's time to play football, and this is a whole new defense out here. Seven rushing plays for Concordia here in the second half, minus 1 yard. A lot of white jerseys fly into the football.
Third down and about 8 yards to go. Here's Schmidt. He backs up again, looks right side, fires the ball. It's going to be incomplete, way over the head of his intended receiver over there for Concordia. That was Ashawn Severs, number 17, the wide receiver.
And
way over his head.
Yeah, John Malise, number 51, again coming from the outside to Ben Kyle Smith's backside, and he could feel the pressure, and that one there was grossly overthrown as the Broncos had good coverage downfield. So, again, Concordia will have to punt away. Mansfield and Steinhauser will stand at their own 31 to receive this punt.
Hastings College with the lead, 28-12, 7:40 to play in the third quarter. Here's the kick down along the ground, bounces, along the turf it goes across the 30, across the 25 to the 20, and it's going to be down at about the 18-yard line. That was even a new punter in there for Concordia. That was Adam Dumas, a freshman from Circle Pines, Minnesota, into the football game there.
Or at least you think it was. That might have been the ugliest 46-yard punt that I have ever seen, as it barely got over the line of scrimmage. It hit down at about the 45, and Steinhauser, the closest guy for the Broncos there, wisely gets away from it, and the ball continues to trickle all the way down inside the 20. They'll spot it at the 19. 7:33 left to go here in the third quarter. Broncos 28, Bulldogs 12.
I'm pretty certain it was Dumas. I got three rosters, and he's number 86 in all three of them, so that's good news there. Here's a handoff again to Moe as he just plows into the center part of the field there as he hurdles his way to the 20 to the 21-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards on the play for Maurice Mansfield. Tackle is made in there by Michael Volker, number 57, a redshirt freshman out of Greenleaf, Kansas. Check your geography there. Can you pinpoint Greenleaf, Kansas? I've been up and down that state. Not once have I run into Greenleaf, Kansas.
No.
There's a pitch play to a Maurice Mansfield, and Maurice tries to get outside as he brings it out to about the 23-yard line. So Concordia's defense right there is shutting down Moe. Doesn't want him to get loose again. Went 48 yards on the last drive. That's Zach Smetter over there defensively for Concordia to knock down Maurice Mansfield. And now Hastings College looking at a third down situation here. Third down and 6 yards to go.
You know your geography of Nebraska, though.
Yeah.
You have been basically from one end of the state to the other in a matter of
less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say about 18 hours. Good to see you made it back from the lovely sand hills.
Oh, tell you what, the bluffs of Scott's Bluff and Chimney Rock, they've never looked better. It is third down now for Hastings. Here's Hubert as he gets loose across the 25-yard line, brings it to the 28. He's going to be very close to a first down. I think he had to get it closer to the 29 for the first down. Gerard Fleming into the stop there for Concordia. And we'll see where they spot the football as Hubert had to bring the ball to the 29. And he's going to be very close. Looks like he's going to get there, I think. Yep, first down.
Yeah, and a great job by Hubert. He just takes it around the left end. And a defender wrapped him up around the ankles, and he kind of lunged out there, got the football right at the 29-yard line. The officials run in there, give him a pretty generous spot, but the Broncos pick up another first down.
What a great crowd on hand from Concordia. They're on the nearest side, but they have been quiet today. It's like you and I and Gene are the only ones here. The Hastings College fans on the other side of the field here at Bulldog Stadium. Here's a handoff again. It's going to go to Mo as he brings the ball to the 33. Now the Broncos with this 28-12 lead. They have scored three touchdowns here in the third quarter. They'll just go to work on their running game and try to shorten up the ball game here. Clock running here in the third quarter. Aaron Hanneman in on the last stop for Concordia. We are down to 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Hastings College with a lead by the score of 28-12.
Big Mo inching his way towards the 100-yard mark again. As we mentioned, 1,476 all-purpose yards coming in. Has 8 carries, 71 yards here today.
Here's a pitch back on the option play. Mo down the sideline, 35-40. He is smacked down at the 42-yard line. And now Mo and somebody's getting into it over here. Is that Ben Klein? Klein was over here. Also Nate Sint on the sidelines was jawing a little bit with Mo as well.
Yeah, that was Nate Sint over there. He was right in the face mask of Maurice Mansfield. It was a big-time hit by Ben Klein. Give him credit. He uprooted the feet of Maurice Mansfield, but Big Mo was able to get her around the corner and pick up 13.
Sint wasn't even in the ball game. He was standing on the sideline here, and he was jawing with Maurice Mansfield after he was knocked down hard. First down for Hastings College at the 42. Hastings in their own territory. This is Hubert with the ball. Brings it back again to Mo, and he runs right into nothing but blue shirts, and penalty flags go down. So Mansfield with an inside handoff there, nothing but blue shirts. The tackle gang being led by John Larchick again. So that could be, is that number 90? That could be Derek Rodine. They got him listed there, too, as a defensive player. Who knows? It is a first down. Hastings has a penalty here. It's going to be a hold on Hastings College.
We need to get the theme to Jeopardy playing when we look at the Concordia roster.
We need to give him some help. We need to give the guy who assigned numbers a little bit of help. A holding call on Hastings. You've got two number 90s out there. They both play defense. You've got a defensive back, and you've got a linebacker. Both weighing it 220 pounds, and you both assign him number 90. First down here for Hastings College. They've got the ball now on their 32-yard line. Here's Hubert on the option play. He brings it across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. A pickup of about 6 yards on the play. Tackle is made by Gerard Fleming. He's the only number 7 listed on the official roster, so he's pretty well guaranteed the tackle there. It's now second down for Hastings and about 13 yards to go. We've got 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 3, Hastings College out on top by the score of 28-12.
Haven't really touched on the weather. Really could be wearing our flip-flops and shorts up here today.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful day here on a November afternoon.
Temp in the 70s. Little if any wind right now. Bright sunshiny sky here at Bulldog Stadium. Hubert again gives the ball away to Mansfield. Play designed to go inside, but he tried to take it outside where he runs into Preston Harris, number 11, the quarterback coming up to make the stop. And now Hastings looking at a third down situation, trying to overcome that holding call. We're back to third down and 10. The ball is sitting here at the 42-yard line. Sioux Falls has got the lead over Dort. They're in the third quarter, 48-0. Sioux Falls with a lead over the Dort defenders. The only thing that's going to save Dort in that ball game is Kalen probably has 100-plus players suited up there in Sioux Falls today.
You and I could have put the game plan together for Sioux Falls against Dort.
Well, Kalen did, and they're up 48-0 so far in the third quarter. Third down and 10 here for Hastings from their own 42. Here's a Hubert with a ball. Approaches the 45, and he's just tripped up as he's trying to bring it outside. As Hubert is knocked down in the play. Tackle is made in there by Zach Smetter, number 14. And now Hastings looking at a fourth down situation. We're going to see Troy Hubert's pops again next Saturday. He is the head coach of the Aurora Huskies, and Adams Central will play Aurora next week in the Class B semifinals in Aurora.
Yeah, congratulations to Bill Carlin and his troops making it into the Class B semis. And a much-awaited-for matchup after the 19-9 loss, the last game of the regular season. We'll see what happens in the semis in Aurora next week.
Here's the punt now by Ernesto Locaio. And we're going to have some problems down there. Concordia wanted to field the punt, and Hastings was right in the way. Penalty flags go down. There's a little scrum down there at the 20-yard line, but this ball is going to go to Concordia no matter what. Hastings actually comes up with a football as the Broncos come up with a pick, number 16. Matt McAvicka, I think, is the guy who came up with it for Hastings down there for the Broncos, but we're going to have an interference call on Hastings.
Yeah, on the penalty is going to go on number 88, Will Smith, down there on punt coverage. Wasn't really aware where the football was. The didn't give him enough space, so they're going to penalize the Broncos again, and they'll push the ball all the way out to the 33-yard line where the Bulldogs will take over.
28-12 is the score. Concordia scored the first 12 points in the ball game. The Broncos have scored the last 28, including 21 here in the third quarter. Concordia back up here to the line of scrimmage. It is first down and 10 on their own 33-yard line. And we'll check the quarterback position. It's going to be Kyle Schmidt who's back in there. There's a pass, and it's nearly intercepted. Brian Callen was over there. He was draped all over the intended receiver, Darius Smith. That was close to an interference call right there, but Brian Callen gets over to the top of Darius Smith, got his hands out, and nearly picked that baby off. Incomplete.
Well, Callen very fortunate he wasn't flagged for an interference there, as I believe he got to the receiver just a tick early, but the official was right there and didn't throw the flag. So second down here and 10 yards. That's the 24th pass attempt for Kyle Smith this afternoon.
You're on into sheet number two of these stats here. And now somebody jumps up front. The Broncos are drawn offside. We'll see if anybody moved up front. And this penalty will go on Hastings College. Here comes the indication. It's going to be an offside call against Hastings. Offside call against Hastings. Broncos have had pretty good luck here at Bulldog Stadium. They are 13-6 all time against Concordia here in Seward. The Broncos lost the last time here 19-14. That's the ball game we started on the Saturday and wrapped it up on a Monday because of a severe storm that moved through here. Like they had tornadoes and a whole ball of wax. Not today, though. Second down now for Concordia. 5 yards to go. The ball pushed out here at the 38. Schmidt's pass, far side, incomplete. Callen again nearly had a chance at that one there. The intended receiver was Dan Uden, the Kennesaw Blue Devil. Over on the far sideline, back in coverage was Aaron Chauhan for Hastings. Third down now and 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage still the 38-yard line of Concordia.
When we talked about all the yardage, 272 to be exact for Concordia in the first half. 204 left to go here in the third quarter. Minus one.
Wow, something must have been said at halftime. You can ask Coach that at on the postgame show.
I will. I've got several questions I'd like to ask Coach, but very much a business-like now here in the third quarter. They've really come awake.
Here's a Schmidt with the ball. He fires it across the middle right to the hash mark, and the pass is completed. Jake Grinnell makes the reception there right at the first down stakes at the 45 or 46-yard line, a first down for the Dogs. That's the most excitement we've heard out of the crowd all day long here. For the first down, it's Concordia trying to move the ball with under 2 minutes to play. In the third quarter, it's 28-12. Hastings College with the lead. And now Schmidt has got the troops set up again. Two wide receivers to the right. One will go to the left side. There's an inside handoff. Rhett Miller now fumbles the football. It's going to be picked up by Hastings College and down at the 46-yard line.
Brian,
Broncos again come up with a football.
Brian Callen for the Broncos. Johnny on the spot. As one of the defensive three up front for the Broncos was able to jar the ball loose, and the ball bounces right up in the hands of Brian Callen at about the 49-yard line. He was able to take it about 4 yards downfield. So the Broncos, yet again, another turnover they come up with a 1:38 left to go in the third quarter. They'll have the ball at the Bulldog 47-yard line.
That is the second fumble recovery of the afternoon for Brian Callen. Hastings, one of the best teams in turnover margin in the GPAC, trailing only Sioux Falls. Hastings with 14 interceptions, 16 fumbles, and 13 sacks. Coming into the football game here this afternoon, they were plus 14 in the turnover margin. Here's a pass thrown downfield. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Justin Anderson. And the ball is going to be picked off there by the Concordia Bulldogs. And picking off the pass is number 29. That's Ben Klein for Concordia. So they give one right back. That's the third interception of the day thrown by Troy Hubert.
Well, and he was going downfield for number 10, Justin Anderson. He had caught a 40-yarder early in the third quarter. That's who he was going to again. And that ball just didn't come out of Troy's hand very good. It was a wobbling duck all the way down there. And Klein just playing center field. Jumps in front of the receiver at about the 20-yard line, and they'll take over a turnover right back towards the Bulldogs, so they'll take over at the 21.
I don't know if Troy is having problems. He had a shoulder problem that knocked him out of the last three ball games. I don't know if he's having problems getting the ball downfield with enough snuff or what. We'll ask the coach in the postgame. There's a pitch play trying to get outside. There's going to be that's a Dunbar there. Is that right? 33. Kane Dunbar carrying the football there. He's a senior from Magnolia, Texas, as he is knocked out of bounds here. Tyson Burris over here for Hastings College to make sure he stays out of bounds.
Well, the Bronco defense has done a much better job here on the Bulldog running backs, making them run east and west and not north and south. That one there, as Dunbar was able to get the ball, get around the corner, but Tyson Burris there to run him out of bounds. Now actually mark him for about a half a yard loss, as we've got 1:25 left here. And Concordia just kind of milling around here at the line of scrimmage.
Here's Schmidt. He drops back to throw. Here comes the pressure. A pass across the middle. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line or the 40. He's at the 45, near sideline 50. 45, and he's pushed out of bounds. Austin Teese, he got a pass early in the football game. Haven't heard from him since, but Austin Teese grabs that one. Receives it right in the middle of the field as he broke it to the nearest sideline, and he is pushed out of bounds at the Hastings College 40 by Aaron Shohan. That's a first down for the Dogs.
And a big, big gain. And again, across the middle of the field, the Bronco defense not able to get to Kyle Schmidt. He just hit a quick slant across the middle. And the tight end makes it the third catch on the afternoon. He has three catches for 71 yards. The big tight end doing a good job. He rambles into Bronco territory down to the 40-yard line.
1 minute to go in the third quarter, 28-12. Hastings College with a lead. Schmidt, option play, pitch back. Rhett Miller nearly fumbles the ball, grabs it, and he's going to be knocked down at the 41. Mackenzie Himsey in on the stop for Hastings College. Miller nearly fumbles that one away, Jimmy, as he kind of juggled the ball out there in the option play, but finally gets it under control, and then he is knocked down by Big Mac. Ball sitting at the 39-and-a-half-yard line.
Well, and Himsey all over the field there as he was able to get right in the face of the quarterback, Kyle Schmidt, and then as he pitched the ball over to Miller, then Mackenzie went after him, was able to bring him down half a yard for the gain. So second down and 9.5 as we're inside 20 seconds here in the third quarter.
Clock is running as Schmidt is waiting here at the line of scrimmage, the quarterback for the Concordia Bulldogs. Second down and 10. Runs the option play to the other side of the field. He is hemmed in. He is hit. He's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Making the stop, Jake Mueller for Hastings College defensively, number 47. Also number 98, Chase Langenberg. And now it's going to bring up a third down and 10 situation, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here this afternoon at Bulldog Stadium in Seward, Nebraska. Hastings College with three third quarter touchdowns. And they've got the lead after three quarters. It's now Hastings College 28, Concordia 12. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Attention irrigators, right now you can save $8,000 on a purchase of a T&L quarter mile center pivot system. The dollar per foot savings from T&L are the best ever. Timing is everything, so make your move. Call your T&L dealer or T&L irrigation company to learn how your new T&L pivot irrigation system will be easier on you for a lifetime. Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back in Seward. Hastings College with a lead, 28-12, as we start quarter number four here this afternoon. Hastings with a lead. Concordia's got the football as they've got it at the Hastings College 40. Wide receivers will split out to the right side. And again, your quarterback is going to be Kyle Schmidt. He's went most of the way here this afternoon. Only a glimpse today of T.J. Shirley in the football game. Schmidt wants to throw the ball. He backs up and then fires it. It's going to be incomplete. He was all the way back to his own 45-yard line when he threw that ball. The intended receiver down there for Concordia was going to be Dan Newton, I do believe, down there at about the 35 or so. Chase Langenberg, Jake Mueller applying the pressure for Hastings. They have a penalty flag. No way.
No, I don't think no penalty flag down there. We talked about third quarter. The Broncos with 126 yards there in the third quarter. 55 for Concordia. So a much better job defensively for Tony Harper's defense as the Broncos really buckle their helmets on, come out to play here in the second half. They did a much better job in the third quarter.
Here is the quarterback, Schmidt, wants to throw it again. That one was maybe deflected at the line of scrimmage. That one falls incomplete. Pete Botkin may have got his hands on it there for the Concordia Bulldog, or for the Hastings Broncos. So an incomplete pass. And now it's going to be Hastings College ball as they go for it there, and that's a fourth down situation, and Botkin swats the ball away. So Hastings will have it first down and 10 on their own 40.
Mike, we look at through three quarters, Concordia with 327 yards of total offense, 180 passing, 147 on the ground. The Broncos now 103 on the ground, 121 through the air. But Troy Hubert, three interceptions this afternoon.
So Hastings College comes back out and just going to work on the clock here this afternoon as we're now in the fourth quarter of play.
I know why the crowd's been quiet.
It was working.
We have crowd mic problems. That's not going to work.
It was working.
Huh.
That's all right. In the meantime, Hastings goes straight ahead up to about the 44-yard line. It's now second down for Hastings College.
That's all this new equipment you have.
Second down and six. Second down and six now for Hastings College as they run the option play. There's an errant pitch to Mansfield. Ball is still loose, and now Hubert's got to come all the way back to the 27-yard line to cover up the football. I don't know if Troy is having a problem with that injury or what, but his passes have not had a lot of zip on him so far this afternoon. That pitch was not very good there.
No, they really haven't, and the pitch was horrible. We talked about the interception, the last one. Not a very good pass. It was wobbling all the way down the field. We look at his complete numbers, only 8 of 15 this afternoon, three interceptions, 121 yards, but 40 of the 121 went for a touchdown to Justin Anderson.
So Hastings now looking at third down and long from their 27-yard line. Here's Mo as he stumbles his way out to the 35-yard line. And Hastings College is going to have to punt the football away. So the Broncos have to punt the football away. They will go three plays and out and give it right back to Concordia here this afternoon. Hastings College with a lead 28-12. Broncos will wrap up their 2009 regular season next week with a home game against Midland Lutheran. Midland playing today. No, they're not. They got the weekend off. No, they're not. They got a game against Dana. All right, Dana's playing at Midland.
Might as well be.
And we'll see the Midland Lutheran Warriors next Saturday. 1 o'clock kickoff at the Osborne Sports Complex, 12:15 airtime on 1230 KHIS. There's the punt by Ernesto Locaio. Woods grabs the ball at the 15, starts off going left, puts on the brakes, comes back the other way. He's at the 25 now. He fumbles the football and is loose. Hastings College may have come up with a football down here. Did he stay in bounds? He did not. The Broncos came up with a football, but they slid out of bounds with the ball. And it's going to be Concordia's football as Woods comps up the pick there for Concordia. Tell you what, the Bulldogs looked pretty good in the first half, and they have looked like a very young, inexperienced football team here in half number two.
Well, they really have. Locaio with a 50-yard punt and nearly 12 on the return for Woods, and that one down on the turf right in front of the Bronco or the Bulldog bench. And I believe it was Matt Makovica again coming up with a football, but they said he didn't have control of it as he went out of bounds, so the Bulldogs will take over at their own 27.
All right, so it's first down and 10 now for the Dogs from their own 29 officially. Schmidt with a little shovel pass. It's loose. It's going to be an incomplete pass. They tried to shovel pass that time to Darius Smith. That one was nearly taken down by Diffendaffer, who was heading back the other way, but on a shovel pass, that's incomplete. The ball touches the ground, and that's exactly what happened. Diffendaffer was looking toward the end zone there. It's now second down and 10 yards to go. The incomplete pass. We're down to 12 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings with three third-quarter touchdowns, and the Broncos have the lead 28-12 over Concordia this afternoon in college football action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Second down and 10 for the Dogs from their own 28-yard line. Schmidt down the line of scrimmage. He is tackled from behind. Tackled from behind there by Hastings as the Broncos getting some new guys into the ball game. That's Adam Killip. Killip comes up to make the stop. He just chases down the quarterback, Jimmy, down the line of scrimmage and pulls him down from behind. On the option plan, it's third down, down 11.
Well, and it's just a completely different Bronco team defensively. There's bodies flying around to the football. They were pretty stale in the first half as Concordia was able to get out on top of the Broncos 12-0. But since then, the whole second half, there has been white jerseys around the ball carrier all the time. And that there are around three white jerseys around the ball carrier, able to bring him down for about a one-yard loss, third down and 11 here in the fourth quarter.
Now the ball is sitting at about the 27-yard line for Concordia. Schmidt out of the shotgun, backs up. Here comes the pressure. Schmidt's going to throw the ball. He's got his man, and he cannot make the catch as he was falling down in the play. He was down at the 40-yard line. That's Darren Malcuso with the ball. He was listed as a quarterback on the roster.
At least we think. But, boy, he had a couple of steps on Brinson Steinhauser. He was in coverage, and that ball was a beautiful pass from Kyle Smith deep downfield, and the receiver just not able to come up with that. And Steinhauser very fortunate that he didn't come up. That would have been a big gain for the Bulldogs, but now brings up a fourth down and 11, and we'll have Mansfield and Steinhauser standing at their own, well, inside their own 40-yard line.
Here comes the kick, and again, that's a new punter into the ball game for Concordia as well, as that one was a low kick. Bounces along the ground at the 40 to the 35-yard line and out of bounds. Adam Dumas, the punter there, a freshman from Circle Pines, Minnesota. He gets it 38 yards on that one, but again, that's one of those, you call that a low hanger? It just shaves the head. It could be called a shaver.
I tell you what, it's a rugby-style kick as he took off a left-footed punter, took off to his left. Like we've seen a lot of teams, even high school, go to that rugby-style kick, and very low as it gets barely across the line of scrimmage over top of the helmets, but then just rolls all the way downfield to the Bronco 35.
So Hastings now with the ball with 11 minutes to go. They got the lead. Here's Huber going to run the ball. He's going to be tackled from behind. Back the other way. Concordia makes a nice defensive play. Daniel Crow chases Hubert down on the option play and pulls him down for little if any gain as they bring the ball to about the 35. We'll call it no gain in the play. Second down and 10. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team won today over Dakota State to improve to 3-1 in the season. They beat them by the score of 87-63. Heather McEwen, 26 points. Lindsay Ducey, 19. Sophia McDermott had 12. Alicia Stadler had 11. Kim Thaman had 10. The Broncos win today 87-63 over Dakota State. The Hastings College men's team tipping off at 4 this afternoon against Sterling College out of Kansas. There's a handoff to Maurice Mansfield as he brings it across the 35 out to the 37. Tackle is made by Aaron Hanneman, a defensive lineman for Concordia, a 275-pound junior out of Eureka, Missouri. A pickup of about 2 yards for Big Mo, and it's now third down and 8 yards to go. Clock is running. We're down to 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings College with the lead. It is 28-12.
Well, the Bronco offense not looking very sharp today. It's been a couple of big plays offensively, but it's been the defense that's really come to shine here in this second half, scoring a couple of touchdowns here in the ballgame.
Hubert, play action pass, wants to throw. He has it knocked away from behind. Just as he wanted to throw the football, coming around from his backside was Zach Smetter, number 14, and knocks the ball away from Hubert. Fortunately, his arm was going forward there, Jimmy, as Smetter makes a nice play on the ball. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Hastings College will have to punt.
Yeah, that would have been if it was a fumble, it would have been Concordia football, as there was a couple of blue jerseys around there to pounce on top of the pig. But fourth down incomplete, or third down incomplete now. Lakayo in to punt the football away.
Under 10 minutes to go here in the ball game. We'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coaches' post-game show, and then Eye on Sports. All the scores coming up on 1230 KHIS. Here's the punt. It's going to be mishandled by Woods. The Broncos are down there, but Woods will cover things up at the 19-yard line. So Concordia avoids another disaster there. Hastings scoring 3 touchdowns in the third quarter, and other than that, not a whole lot of action in the football game here this afternoon. Concordia got out to a 12-0 lead in the ball game. Mackenzie Himsey gets a 85-yard interception return for a touchdown right at the end of the second quarter. They make it 12-7 at halftime. The Broncos score the three touchdowns in the third, and we're kind of moping along now here in the fourth quarter as Concordia comes back out offensively. First down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. And the quarterback is still going to be Kyle Schmidt. We're going to have Rhett Miller in the backfield for Concordia. And now we got some movement up there, but no flags. And now they're going to throw the ball downfield. He's got a man out there, and they haul it in at the 40-yard line to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Jamarcus Walker got behind the secondary, got behind Jeff Klug, and they throw the touchdown pass 80 yards, but there's a penalty flag sitting here at the 21-yard line.
Well, if this goes against Hastings College, obviously a touchdown, but everybody in a white jersey quit as the penalty flag was thrown. We'll get the ruling here, but it's going to go down at offside against Hastings College. It'll go down as an 81-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Schmidt. And as a receiver, Jamarcus Walker just simply run right by Ben Klug. And the Bronco defense stopped on the play as the flags were thrown, but you can't give up. There was no whistle on the play, so a 6 points added to the Concordia Bulldogs scoreboard here. Now it's going to be the Broncos 28, Concordia 18. They'll line up to go for two. Kind of a strange play there as the Bronco D offside. Everybody kind of quit, and the Bulldogs score six.
Yeah, I think the Broncos thought that that was an illegal procedure call against Concordia, and they quit on the play, and Jamarcus Walker just ran down the field. Schmidt got him the ball, and the penalty went against Hastings for offsides, obviously declined, and 6 points goes on the board. Now Schmidt fires the ball. It's into the end zone for the score. A two-point conversion is going to be good. Nate Schmidt. And now we got a penalty flag on the far side of the field, so hold on. And again, the officials will confer here. The two-point conversion attempt was good by Concordia. Now the official is going to make a call here. It's going to be illegal procedure against Concordia. So they get the call that they wanted back here, but it was just a play late. It was on the two-point conversion attempt. And now Vance Winter, the head coach for Concordia, goes out to have a word or so with the official. And now let's see what Concordia wants to do here.
On a nice play call by Concordia. They were able to get a receiver right in front of Tyson Bursch. He was on coverage. And Kyle Schmidt just takes a couple steps right from the center and hit the receiver right in stride. The PAT was good, but the penalty will force them back here, and they'll try it again here from the 8-yard line.
All right, we got another new guy back there in the backfield, and now they fumble the snap, and it's going to be covered up by Schmidt, so obviously the two-point conversion is no good. But Concordia comes back here in the fourth quarter to make things a little bit interesting. They score a touchdown in the fourth, and now with 9 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the football game, the score, Hastings College 28, Concordia 18.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Midway through the fourth quarter, Dakota Wesleyan leading number 18 ranked Northwestern today, 13-10. Concordia has scored now in the fourth quarter, and now it's a 28-18 ball game here in favor of the Broncos with 9 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the contest. Sioux Falls at last check had a 48-0 lead over Dort. At last report, we had Doan out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan today by a score of 24-14. So some interesting games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Dana is playing at Midland Lutheran this afternoon. Morningside is playing at Briarcliff. The other games in the G-Pack. Here's the kickoff by Concordia. Returned by Brenton Steinhauser in the center of the field, 25-30. Penalty flags down. Steinhauser across the 35 and brought down at the 38. But again, for the third straight play, we see laundry on the field here. And now the officials again will have to have a conference on this one. So three straight plays where we've seen the yellow flags come out, and obviously this one is going against the Broncos.
Yeah, the official standing down here at the 50-yard line going to be holding against the Broncos. He threw that from the 50 to the 30.
Pretty good arm. Pretty good arm by the guys in the black and white suits. So the Broncos, one of the least penalized teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In fact, they are the least penalized team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Maybe not after today.
No, that's 10 penalties now. After three quarters, 9 for 72. And I believe that's the first one here in the fourth quarter. We'll have to check that. But for sure, 10 penalties here in the ballgame. That will not make the staff very happy.
Hastings has been averaging only 43.6 yards on penalties this season. So Hastings College back out now with a 10-point lead. Here's a handoff. That's going to go to Grummert, who's back into the ball game now, across the 20 out to about the 24-yard line, where he is met by Concordia and knocked down hard. So now Nick Grummert, who we have not seen since about the, midway through the second quarter or so. Grummert back in there at the tailback spot, spelling Maurice Mansfield.
Well, and I don't know whether it was Ben Klein that sent him out in the second quarter. He took that nasty shot from Klein there in the second quarter, fumbled the football away, and then we never seen him. And now he's back, and again, guess who met him in the hole? Ben Klein, again, coming up and laying a big hit on Nick Grummert, but he was able to pick up a couple of yards. So second down and about 6 for the Broncos.
Line of scrimmage is now the 24-yard line. Sack goes in motion. Hubert with the ball, wants to run the option across the 25 to the 30. Hubert brings the ball out to the 34-yard line. So Hubert running the football on the option play that time for Hastings College. Takes it all the way up to about the 34 or so. Tackle is made by Alex Niederklein for Concordia. Wonder if Alex and Mackenzie Hemge had a little discussion before the ball game today. Both classmates at Adams Central, both are seniors. Maybe talked about the Patriots playoffs.
I was going to say, might be about the former high school team there in the semis.
First down and 10 for Hastings College from their own 34. Hubert hands the ball away again to Grummert, trying to fight for some yardage, and he picks up about a yard. Not much there for Nick Grummert that time, as he is knocked down into play. After a pickup of 1, I think that's Niederklein again coming up to make the stop for Concordia defensively. So now Hastings looking at second down. Actually give them 2 on the play as they inch the ball across the 36.
Boy, the Broncos offensively having a tough time. I have them unofficially 7 first downs is all in this football game.
It has not been an offensive show here today for Hastings College. He's had a couple of defensive touchdowns. Here's a quick pitch play now to Nick Grummert. This time he's going to be tackled in the backfield all the way back here to the 27-yard line. Nick Grummert on a pitch play to the short side of the field is knocked down into play. A loss all the way back here to, they're going to give him the 30, but that was a nice play. Jordan Brockman, number 49, coming up to make the stop, a 210-pound junior out of Lincoln High School, Lincoln High. So now it's third down.
In Nick Grummert's defense, it's hard to get positive yardage when you have 2-3 defensive guys right in your face, and that was the case. They run a sweep to the right side, and 3 blue jerseys there, nowhere to go, a loss of 9.
Here's Hubert. He wants to throw the football again, and now runs it out of there. He's across the 30 to the 35, and he's knocked down at the 38 to the 39. I don't know if Troy's having a problem, or not Troy, but the offensive line having problems with Concordia this afternoon, but you're right. There's been a lot of penetration there from blue shirts. Gerard Fleming coming up to make the stop on Hubert as he scrambles out of there and brings it to the 39-yard line. Now Hastings looking at fourth down, and Coach Merck will send in the punt team. This is far from being over, Jimmy. It's a 10-point ball game, 6.5 minutes to go. It's 28-18. Concordia trailing here in the football game.
Well, it is, and the offense are continuing to look stale, and the offensive line, not a very well-played game today. They have had all kinds of trouble.
High snap. Lakayo brings it down. Good high kick. Derrick Woods backs up, grabs the ball at the 10-yard line. Giving ground, he is back to the 5-yard line, and now he's going to be tripped up as he brings it across the 10 out to about the 13-yard line. The ball was brought back by Zach Warner, number 8. Zach Warner, number 8, brings the ball back. A nice punt there by Ernesto Locayo.
Half of the field, 50 yards on the punt, 6 on the return, and this is going to be half the distance to the goal, I believe, against the Bulldogs. But again, Locayo doing a great job punting the football today for the Broncos. That's been one bright spot, is the kicking game. He's had one missed field goal, but his punting has been tremendous today.
So he got a penalty against the Concordia Bulldogs after the distance to the goal line, and they will bring the ball back to about the, 3.5-yard line. So that's where Concordia is going to have to start here. They're down in the ball game by a score of 28-18. We've got 6 minutes and 1 second to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings College trying to keep their NAIA playoff hopes alive with a victory here this afternoon. As Jimmy mentioned, has been anything but picture perfect here this afternoon. That's going to be Schmidt as the quarterback. He will set up in the shotgun in his own end zone. Now drops back. He's going to throw the ball to the right side. It's going to be caught again at the 25-yard line. It's going to be another first down. Jake Greidel in on the reception there for the Concordia Bulldogs. It is plants himself out there. The Broncos having problems with the Concordia passing game here this afternoon. As Greidel just settles out there, and they get him the ball out to the 25. That's a first down for the Dogs.
And a 21-yard gain as they had the Bulldogs pinned inside the 5-yard line. And again, Mike, in the middle of the field, I don't know whether Riley Nicola and Cardenas are having a tough time communicating down there, but it's been right in the middle of the field where they've really hurt the Broncos.
There's a running play, and that time they run into a Big Mac. McKenzie Hemsy gets the tackle and the ball carrier, Rhett Miller. After he had that sensational first half, we figured out who he was at halftime. Jimmy hasn't done anything. Has done absolutely nothing here in the second half, but Rhett Miller had over 116 yards rushing or so in the first half, and here in the second half he hasn't done a thing for the Dogs.
Well, he had 12 carries, 116 at halftime, and at the end of three quarters he had 15 carries for 116. So the Bronco D has done a much better job on him as far as rushing the football.
Second down and 12 yards to go now as he loses a couple of yards on that last carry. Here comes Schmidt. He wants to throw the ball again. That one is overthrown and nearly picked off by Nicola. Intended receiver in the center of the field there for the Bulldogs was Darren Malcuso for the Bulldogs. Riley Nicola nearly picked that baby off for Hastings College. Bronco defense has already returned a couple of touchdowns for interception, or a couple of interceptions for touchdowns today. McKenzie Hemsy had an 85-yarder. Jeff Klug had a 53-yarder. Hastings College trying to hang on to a 28-18 lead right now. We're down to 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the football game. Concordia now looking at third down. Third down and about 11 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 24. And now what do we have here? The Broncos want to call a timeout? Nope, Concordia wants to call a timeout. All right, we'll take a break here. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 28, Concordia 18.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Concordia calls a timeout. They were down to 1 second on the play clock, so they got to call the timeout to come over and talk with head coach Vance Winter. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the football game. We've got the player of the game coming up, the coach's post-game show, and then Tyson Ervronic, who has been running around like crazy trying to find scores back at the radio station. We'll get you all those scores at the end of the broadcast day today before we get out of here. All the scores from the GPAC and across the nation.
Tyson been doing the samba back at the station from room to room.
Third down and 11 yards to go. Concordia's got the ball on their own 24-yard line. Trailing by 10 here in the ball game. Schmidt's going to fire it near side. It's going to be caught down there, but it's going to be a short gain as they get the ball out to Jake Greidel again, number 5. The wide receiver from Spring, Texas. A pickup of only a couple of yards, and now Concordia will go for it here, trailing by 10 points in the ball game with 4:20 to play. They're going to go for it on fourth down, 7 yards to go from their own 29-yard line. Why not? You're 3-6.
Well, exactly, and you're trying to play the role of spoiler. If you look for one thing, look for Kyle Schmidt trying to find somebody across the middle. The Bronco defense has been very vulnerable across the middle today, and now we got whistles and a Concordia timeout.
So Concordia will burn another timeout here. Two timeouts on this possession. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the football game. We'll take another break with a score. Hastings College 28, Concordia 18.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
And back at Bulldog Stadium. Dakota Wesleyan is upset Northwestern today in the GPAC, 13-10. That is the final score. Dakota Wesleyan upsets the number 18-ranked team in the nation, Northwestern 13-10.
Well, they drop them six after the loss to Sioux Falls.
Goodbye.
Now they'll drop out of the top 25, I'm quite sure.
Goodbye. Fourth down and 7 yards to go from Concordia from their own territory. They're going to go for it. Schmidt fires the ball to the far side. It's going to be caught by Grinnell, and he did not get there. Grinnell went up high for the reception as he pulls it in at the 33. Had to bring it to the 35, and the Bronco defense holds here. Hastings will get the ball back at the Concordia 33.
Boy, and Tyson Birch on coverage there went for the interception. Almost a huge error. He almost gave up the first down there, but the receiver falls down, and the Broncos will take over.
In the fourth quarter, Sioux Falls leading Dort 58-0. Morningside is leading Briarcliff 45-10 in the GPAC here this afternoon. Hastings with a lead here, 28-18 over Concordia, the final ball game of the season here for the Bulldogs. Hastings College back with the football now, first down and 10 on the Concordia 33-yard line. Hubert hands the ball away, just straight ahead across the 30 down to about the 27-yard line. That is Nick Grummet running the ball there for Hastings. So the Broncos going to survive here this afternoon, Jimmy, but this was anything that we expected coming out of a bye week. The Broncos real anxious to get back into the football field, and we have a lot of work to do before next week when Midland comes to town.
Well, they really do, because we have had some tremendous games against Midland. We've had a hard time against them. They just continue to play the Broncos tough, and that's probably going to be the, well, will be the game that will determine whether the Broncos get into the NAIA playoffs or not. But they do. They have a lot of shoring up to do on the offensive line. They have had a horrible day today.
Here's a Grummet running the ball off a right tackle as he approaches the 21, where he is knocked down right there. That's Aaron Hanneman, number 96, into the stop for the Bulldogs. So Hastings not a shoe-in next week if they beat Midland, but obviously, they've got to win today, got to win next week, and then hope that the voters and the guys in the poll keep us somewhere in the top 16. Hastings is ranked number 17 after this week.
Well, and they need to, have a couple of things happen. They've had Northwestern fall from the ranks. That needed to happen. There needs to be a couple other things to happen to make that goal a reality for the Broncos.
First down and 10 for Hastings College from the 20-yard line of Concordia. The Broncos using all the time in the world, and here's a handoff to Grummet. He's chopped down after a yard gain as the Broncos just going to run the football as he takes it to the 19-yard line. Austin Fudeman into the stop there for Concordia, one of the linebackers. We're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the football game, and now we got another timeout. The Bulldogs use their third and final timeout right here. 2:41 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 28, Concordia 18.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Seward at Bulldog Stadium. We'll have the high school football playoffs again coming up next Tuesday. It'll be an afternoon game. Crofton taking on Hastings St. Cecilia from Duncan Field on the air with a pregame show at 3:15 next Tuesday. 3:30 will be the kickoff between St. Cecilia and Crofton. Here's another running play as Nick Grummet angles off to the right side and he approaches the 11-yard line. He had to take it down to about the 10 for the first down as Grummet is knocked down in the play. And now the clock is running here. Tackle is made by Gerard Fleming for Concordia. We're down to 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings College leading by the score of 28-18.
You mentioned playoff games. I'm sure the guy in between us probably excited for that matchup at historic Duncan Field.
Next Tuesday, back on the scaffolding at Duncan. Third down and a couple of yards to go for Hastings. They've got the ball at the 12-yard line of Concordia. Here's Hubert again, hands it away to Grummet. And Grummet should have enough for a first down as he plows it across the 10-yard line. So Hastings College going to survive here this afternoon. The Broncos will improve to 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are now 8-2 overall. There's only been one team since the GPAC was formed way back when that has missed the playoffs with two losses. That was Northwestern back in 2007. So Hastings College with the hopes of qualifying for the 16-team NAIA National Playoffs, and certainly next week's ball game against Midland Lutheran going to be big. Now Hastings in the victory formation, so to speak, here. And Hubert is just going to take a couple of snaps. Concordia is out of timeouts. And the Broncos off to snap it once, maybe twice more, as we're down to a minute and 29 seconds to go here in this football game. So it's going to go down as a 28-18 victory here this afternoon with Midland Lutheran coming up next Saturday. That'll be at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. 1 o'clock will be the kickoff time. 12:15 will be airtime next Saturday here on 1230 KHAS. As the clock continues to wind down in the season for the Concordia Bulldogs, we're down to 1:03 to play. As Hubert again is up under center, that victory formation. Let's go back and take a knee. And time is going to expire on the Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon. They put up a good fight. Hastings College not very crisp in the football game here this afternoon, but they find a way to win. And today, Jimmy, they do it with their defense.
Well, they did, Mike, and they've really hung their hat on their defense all year long. We've seen the Broncos with a lot of turnovers, fumbles, interceptions, a lot of sacks. They played very sloppy in the first half, but they were able to come away with a win. And come one, come all next week out to Lloyd Wilson Field, they're going to need all the support that the people from the hometown can give them. That Midland Lutheran team is going to come in. And again, we talked about the role of spoiler, which Concordia tried to do today. They weren't able to overcome that obstacle. But you know Midland coming in, they know what position Hastings College is going to be in, and they will play the Broncos tough. Not only will that be a huge game, boy, there will be a dandy game to the northeast as Sioux Falls and Morningside will meet next week for the conference championship. That will be a dandy up there. But again, Mike, the Broncos very fortunate to come out of this with a victory. And it's in the right column, though, as the Broncos win this ballgame 28-18.
Hastings College improves to 7-2 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're 8-2 on the regular season as they get ready for Midland coming up next week. Concordia finishes out their season under new head coach Vance Winter. Their record 3-7, both overall and in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Concordia. Final score of 28-18. We've got more to come. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Bulldog Stadium in Seward, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 28-18 over Concordia. Got some other scores to pass along to you. Dakota Wesleyan has upset Northwestern today. Final score of 13-10. That one is final. So the 18th-ranked team in the country going down today. Doan has got a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan today. That game is going on in Crete. And Matt Franzen and the Doan College Tigers out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan today. 38-17 is the score. That is in the fourth quarter. At last check, Sioux Falls had the lead over Dort 58-0. In the fourth quarter, Morningside is leading Briar Cliff today by a score of 49-10. We'll recap the scoring for you. Hastings College on their first possession this afternoon. Troy Hubert throws an interception. It was picked off by Preston Harris. And immediately Concordia goes right to work. Five plays, 47 yards. They got into the end zone on a one-yard quarterback sneak by Kyle Schmidt. The point after touchdown was no good. That made the score 6-0. Concordia had the advantage. The Bulldogs had a 52-yard touchdown run in the second quarter by Rhett Miller. The two-point conversion was no good. That made the score 12-0 in favor of Concordia. The Bulldogs, again, were driving late in the second quarter. In fact, they were in the Bronco red zone when Mackenzie Hemgee picks off a big pass, returns it 85 yards for a score. The point after by Ernesto Locayo was good, and at halftime, it was 12-7 in favor of Concordia. The Broncos then, in the third quarter, really put the ball game away. Brian Callen recovers a fumble at the 40-yard line, and a couple of plays later, in fact, I think it was the first play after the fumble, a 40-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Justin Anderson. The point after was good. That gave Hastings College their first lead of the ball game at 14-12. Then, on the next series for Concordia, Jeff Klug picks off a pass and returns it 53 yards for a touchdown. The point after was good, so that made the score 21-12 in favor of the Broncos as Hastings scores 14 points in a matter of 30 seconds there during that span. And then we had Maurice Mansfield, but Hastings College got the ball back again, breaking loose for a 48-yard touchdown. The Broncos get the extra point as well, 28-12. Hastings had the lead at that point, so Hastings scoring, what, three touchdowns in a matter of about 3 minutes and 5 seconds there in the third quarter to really take control of the ball game. And then in the fourth quarter, Kyle Schmidt hooks up with Jamarcus Walker on an 81-yard touchdown pass for Concordia. The two-point conversion was no good, 28-18. The final score is Hastings College wins it here this afternoon.
Well, the Broncos only won on the statistics sheet two categories. One of them is the most important. That's the final score. The other one is the time of possession. The Broncos ended the game with 30-37, Concordia 29-23. Everything else Concordia dominated on. The Broncos giving up nearly 500 yards of total offense here today in the ball game.
Now, this is against a team, by the way, keep in mind, that was only averaging 230 yards per ball game. Hastings gives up nearly 500 yards this afternoon.
Well, it'll be 436 to be complete, but I'm sure Tony Harper, when he sees the final numbers, will not be very pleased. This was a very lackluster performance by the Broncos, but again, they got it in the right column here today. For Concordia, first downs in the ball game, 16 for the Bulldogs. Rushing yards today, 36 carries, 144 yards for Concordia. Passing, they, I believe, had three quarterbacks combining for action today of 16 of 37, two interceptions, and 292 yards through the air for Concordia. So on 73 offensive plays, the Bulldogs rack up 436 yards of total offense. Concordia with six penalties for 30 yards, and as we have said, 29-23 time of possession. Leading ball carrier in the game after 116 yards through the first half, the Broncos held him for minus two in the second half. So Rhett Miller, the mysterious Johnny Rogers a la 20, we didn't know who he was. He was three different guys, but it is Rhett Miller. 16 carries, 114, and one touchdown coming from 52 yards. The other couple other guys carrying the football, Darius Smith, seven carries, 18 yards. And Jamarcus Walker, one carry, 7 yards. Passing today, as we mentioned, the main guy, Kyle Smith, was 15 of 34 for two interceptions, 267 and a touchdown, that coming from 81 yards in the fourth quarter. Receiving today for Concordia, Jake Greidel, 7 receptions, 54 yards. Jamarcus Walker, 2 receptions, 89 yards and the touchdown. And Austin Tice, 2 catches, 62 yards. Noah Smith, 1 for 27. For the Broncos, 9 first downs on the afternoon. And rushing tough to come by in the first half, but the Broncos kind of opened things up a little bit in the second half. 40 carries, 137 for the Broncos. Passing today, Troy Hubert, 8 of 16, hit on 50% of his passes. Unfortunately, 3 of them went to the guys in the blue jerseys. 3 interceptions, 121 of passing for Troy Hubert. 258 for the Broncos offensively total on 56 offensive plays. I think you had mentioned, Mike, penalties. 10 penalties for 82 yards for Hastings College here in the ball game. Leading the way rushing, Maurice Mansfield, no surprise here, 13 carries, 101, one touchdown, and longest carry of 48 yards coming for Big Mo, that touchdown in the third quarter. Nick Grummert, 12 carries, 22 yards, and Troy Huber with a couple of sacks, 14 carries and 12 yards. We look receiving, Calvin Pettigrew, 2 receptions, 40 yards, Ryan Sack, 2 for 26, and Maurice Mansfield, 2 for 12. Justin Anderson had 1 catch. That was a touchdown of 40 yards. And Ernesto Lacayo, wanted to talk about him, very valuable today. 8 punts. His foot will be wore out. Longest being a 58. He averaged 44.8 yards per punt. But again, a lackluster performance by the Broncos. They got it where they needed it. It's in the win column, but a lot of improving to do before they face the Warriors of Midland Luther next week at home.
So again, the final score, Hastings College wins it over the Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon. Final score of 28-18. Stay tuned. The player of the game coming up, then the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
And back at Bulldog Stadium, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, despite getting out-yarded in the ballgame 436-258. Broncos come up with a 28-18 victory thanks to a couple of guys on defense today. Jeff Klug picked off a pass and returned it 53 yards for a touchdown. Mackenzie Himji picked off a pass and returned it 85 yards for the first touchdown for Hastings College today. A couple of guys that did a great job on the defensive side of things. Mackenzie Himji unofficially in on seven tackles here this afternoon. Tyson Burrish had six tackles today for the Broncos. Offensively, Hastings struggled at best today, but Maurice Mansfield did rush for 100 yards plus, 101 yards on 13 carries this afternoon, and one touchdown of 48 yards. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll have our winner right after this.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation, reliable horsepower since 1955 on East J Street, Hastings.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College is going to be a defensive player. As you might expect, Mackenzie Himji, the guy that picked off the pass, returned at 85 yards for a touchdown, really got the Broncos started here after they were very flat in the first couple of quarters of this football game. He picks off the pass with a minute and 35 seconds to play in the second quarter and returns at 85 yards for a touchdown. Mackenzie also leading the Broncos in tackles here this afternoon, officially with seven of those. So Mackenzie Himji is going to be our player of the game today as Hastings College knocks off the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 28-18. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned for more postgame coming your way on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Now is the time to harvest the value with the best deal ever offered on TNL Pivot Systems. Save $8,000 on a quarter-mile center pivot system now. TNL's dollar-per-foot savings have never been better. Availability is limited, so act now. Call your TNL dealer or TNL Irrigation Company to learn how your new TNL irrigation system will be easier on you for a lifetime. Stop and see TNL, East Highway 6 Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings.
And we're back here at the Bulldog Stadium in Seward. Again, the scores that we have in, Dakota Wesleyan has knocked off Northwestern today, 13-10. That's the final score. Doan has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan, 38-17. They're in the fourth quarter. Sioux Falls all over Dort, 58-0. They're in the fourth quarter, and Morningside is leading Briarcliff by the score of 49-10. As head coach Paul Merkowitz joins us in the postgame show, the most important score, I guess, out of the GPAC today, Coach. Hastings 28 and Concordia 18. Wasn't pretty. We struggled most of the day, but we got a victory today.
Well, you know, I've told those guys that you know, Mackenzie Hemsley should be on the offensive side of the ball and should have been for the last 4 years. Man, did you see him on that pick? Just, I mean, oof, we got to find a way to get him the ball. Man can run, but that was a big-time play for us because it's, what is it, 12-0?
Yep.
You're looking at the minimum 15-0, and we were really dragging. And, you know, I think that got us into the locker room and feeling pretty good about our situation. And we just weren't really making any plays. It was nice to get a couple of things going. And then the defense, you know, Jeff Klug with a pick for a touchdown. You know, you hit Maurice finally in a seam. And, you know, we're going to have to be better next week, but I'm going to take it this week and, you know, try and get better. We just, you know, as much as you try to prepare coming out of that off week and you get some really good things coming out of it, and it's not an excuse, but they were playing a heck of a lot faster than we were. And you know, that's a good football team that's playing hard, a little different than what we saw a year ago. And you know, I'm really pleased with our kids' effort. I thought defensively, I thought we played really, really well defensively. Gave them some short fields, especially early. Just took us a while to get going.
We talked in the pregame show about coming off with a bye week, and one of the most important things was getting up to speed. We just had a tough time maybe getting up to speed on offense today.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, because we couldn't really handle. We were having a tough time handling their D-line just in one-on-one situations, and that was just, you know, them shooting their hands and doing some things. And you know, I don't know, maybe next year we handle the off week a little differently. I don't know, because I don't like the way we came out and played. I thought we were ready, but I just don't think we were ready for what they were doing. And so that makes it kind of tough. And so I like the way we, you know, they got energized in at halftime, and then you get a couple of big plays. We needed something because it was just kind of, you know, dragging, and then, you know, we got a couple of big plays and bang, bang, and then for our defense to really kind of cinch it down there at the end, I really like the way they ended it.
I think Jimmy mentioned a couple of times during the first half that he thought the defensive line for Concordia was handling the offensive line for Hastings, and that's not something we have seen for a long time.
No, and, you know, and we're having some problems right now, and people are really jamming us up right now, and I know Midland's going to do exactly the same, and we just got to find a way to get the ball up the field a little bit more and soften some things up, and you know, I thought we had some option things. You know, it was kind of a, you know, especially in the fourth quarter, I thought we had some option things. We ran it, but every time we ran it, I just closed my eyes because I just didn't, you know, the wrong hit on Troy or something. We got to do what we got to do to win the game, obviously, but you know, you want to have guys around for next week as well. And so I think we came out of it pretty good. We'll probably be pretty sore tomorrow. You know, again, it's our approach was supposed to be similar to what we wanted at Peru. It was like our first game of the year, and it was just kind of hard to get to that point. But, you know, I think once we got there in the second half, I thought we were a lot better.
Okay, we'll come back and get some more from the coach as we continue. Again, Hastings College wins it today, 28-18 over Concordia. We'll be back after this.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
When planning your weekend of cutting wood for the fireplace, remember to pick up your Oregon replacement chains on chains, bars, sharpening accessories, and maintenance tools at Big G Ace. Oregon premium saw chains deliver smooth cutting performance and are equipped with low kickback features. Oregon Intense bars allow you to adjust chain tension quicker, easier, and safer than old-style chainsaw bars. Let Big G Ace be your helpful place for your chainsaw supplies.
Big G Ace.
Back with the coach again. Hastings College winning over Concordia today by a score of 28-18. You mentioned Troy right before the break, Coach, obviously coming out for the injury. Did he have problems getting the ball downfield today? Had the three picks.
Yep, he really did. And then, you know, they were topping some things, and there were some things that we thought we could go to if we felt like we needed to. We knew that in that trip set, we were on I think it was his second interception, we kind of ran a stop and go to Maurice, and honest, Maurice kind of quit on the route a little bit early and then tried to catch back up to it, but they let us send a guy right down the middle of the field, and so we were going to kind of try to come back to that if we needed to. We felt all right, but, you know, then again, you know, kind of got to the point, and right or wrong, like it or not, I don't know if it's the right way to do it, but once we got up by a pretty good margin, we were managing the game and just kind of trying to end it and try to get a big pop here and there, and we were able to do that.
With that in mind, he was able to get the ball downfield to Justin Anderson on a 40-yarder.
Yep. And, you know, it just kind of – it was one of those deals where I kind of knew when we came to this side with the sun in our face, I don't think Justin ever really saw it, and it about hit him in the hands. And so we just kind of flipped the formation, not necessarily looking for the post, but if we had the post, it winds up being the same route for him. And he makes – that's actually a harder catch the one that he made than the one that was into the sun. But it was something we really, really had to have. That was after a big turnover, and it just kind of it got the offense kind of feeling like they were participating in the game, I guess, so to speak. And that's what we needed. And you know, you could see finally for the first time our guys in the offensive line with a smile on their face and just saying, okay, let's do what we need to do, and we're going to be all right.
Was this team frustrated? The offensive side of the ball, was it frustrated all day long?
If it was from a frustration standpoint, it was just we weren't on the field long enough. It was a lot of three and outs, and again, you know, similar to the Morningside game in the first half, where we're punting on fourth and one and fourth and two. You know, when you're punting on fourth and one and fourth and two, you've had three plays, and essentially you're just coming up a little bit short. One more step on, and so from a frustration standpoint, there maybe. They came out in something totally different, you know, and so that was tough for us. It took us a series to kind of get caught up. I mean, that's kind of been it's almost kind of a waste for us to prepare a game plan because everybody we go against gives us something different because of the option game, and nobody really runs it as much as we do, and so they do some different things to stop it, and they had two A-gap players, and you know, we made some adjustments at halftime. It took a little while for me to figure out, and that's on me, you know, be a little better that way and not take so dang long to figure out some of the things that they were giving us, and that's where we were able to get Maurice and some seams.
You're sitting at 12-7 at halftime, and Jimmy and I kind of looked at each other. We said, all right, what's the coach going to say at halftime? What'd you do to ignite the team? Because we looked pretty good in the third quarter. We looked pretty darn good.
We talked. We talked a little bit and got some things squared away. And, you know, Mike, this is going to sound strange, but I think you've covered our program. This team is the most confident team, not cocky. You know, a guy that's real cocky is a guy that's really insecure. Our guys are confident in their ability, and they play for each other, and they kind of know that it's going to work itself out. And that's one of the things that we just talked about. And I think they were getting back at me for the Friday before Dana when I made them practice in full gear on a Friday before game day. But they knew, I think, deep down, it was just a matter of getting going and getting used to the speed of what was going on. And I've just kind of told them, hey, let's use this to kind of springboard what we need to do. It's our senior day back home, and a lot of things to play for. We can kind of start talking about it a little bit, but we don't want to get out ahead of it here. Let's just try to do what we need to do to beat Midland and kind of go from there. Because that's going to be is going to be a physical war. I took a look at their two deep. Don't want to get too far advanced, but they're about 350 across the front, and so. On both sides, so it's going to be very, very, very physical, and they like to run the football, and we like to try to run the football, and so it should be a short game, but it's going to be a physical one.
Okay, we'll take our final timeout. We'll come back right after this.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
When planning your weekend of cutting wood for the fireplace, remember to pick up your Oregon replacement chainsaw chains, bars, sharpening accessories, and maintenance tools at Big G Ace. Oregon premium saw chains deliver smooth cutting performance and are equipped with low kickback features. Oregon Intense bars allow you to adjust chain tension quicker, easier, and safer than old-style chainsaw bars. Let Big G Ace be your helpful place for your chainsaw supplies.
Big G Ace!
Back with the coach again. Hastings College wins it by the score of 28-18. You talked about the big defensive plays of McKenzie getting the 85-yard interception return for a touchdown. Jeff Klug picking one off, returns at 53 yards for a touchdown. But a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball stepped up here today.
Yeah, you know, a guy we haven't talked that much about and I think really struggled early in the season, maybe the first couple games, but it has been dynamite since we left Crete way back then in September, and that's Brian Callen. He has been all over the place, and I'm going to tell you, he almost had a pick early, which would have been nice, but he was tipping balls all over the place, you know, doing a great job tackling the open field. It's just, again, it's that kind of mentality that they're playing for each other. They ain't playing for me. They ain't playing for Coach Hart. They're playing for each other, and the 11 guys that go out there fight hard for each other, and then once another guy comes in, he comes in and does the same thing. But our defense has been exactly what we've been looking for and what we talked about at the beginning part of the year, and I think we've had some highs and some lows, not very many lows, a lot of highs, and they've been playing very, very well. But since the Morningside game, I think our guys have really, really gotten it going and feel good about what they're doing.
You get the feeling that the defense played good today. You look down on the stat sheet, we give up 436 yards, but you're comfortable with that with what we got done?
Well, because we didn't get anything done offensively. I think, you know, one's going to feed off the other. I think, you know, we didn't have a lot of three and outs. That was tough. I think we did in the third quarter, you know, and I think that's where it kind of turned on for us. But it was just, I was happy with how long the first half took, but it seemed like it took a long time. And our defense was on the field a long time and just had a tough time getting off. I give them credit. This is a good football team, and they came out hard, and we kind of knew that. You know, like you said, it's senior day, their last game, and so we were getting everything they had, and it just took us some time to kind of deal with it. And, you know, I was going to talk to you about it in the pregame, but, you know, last Saturday I watched a football game with Iowa and Indiana, and I watched Iowa just kind of work their stuff. And it's a four-quarter football game, and we just kind of stayed the course. And there was some blood and some sweat and some tears over there, but we fought our way through.
I don't want to burst your bubble or anything, but your Iowa Hawkeyes went down today.
No, they're not mine. I just happened to be watching the particular game. And,
Northwestern beat Iowa today 17-10, so keep that in mind. One other guy we haven't talked about is Ernesto. He missed a field goal today, but I'll tell you what, he got you out of some big-time jams today with a field position. He punched eight times for 44.8 today.
And the last one probably was the best, you know, where he's got to go up on a high snap and you know, let's go back even one step further. The guy that's snapping the ball is playing more snaps than Brian Callen, and he's been dynamite all year long. He airmails it a little bit, and a little man gets on the ladder and gets up and gets it out of there, but did a great job, and that allowed us to get a lot of good coverage. And we felt like if we had the wind in the fourth, we had the wind and the sun, which is what we wanted in the fourth, and we were able to get that. And just kind of felt, and that's when you feel, you know, it's kind of frustrating as a fan sometimes, but as a play caller, I'm sitting there saying, okay, let's – even if we go three and out with the punter that we have versus their punter, we're going to pick up yards and we're going to pick up field position. And so, like I said, it's not the prettiest thing in the world, but I'm going to take it. And, you know, we said it at the beginning of the year. We wanted to play good defense. We wanted to take care of the football, not make bad decisions. And, you know, like I said, we didn't play real well in the first half offensively, but I think got better as the game went on.
You were talking to Ernesto right before game time down here at this end. Mm-hmm. We saw him hit 61 yarders with our own two eyes.
Yep.
He had some problems down here. You were discussing things, whether trying to get his range or what?
Trying to get where we felt his deep range was going to be coming here. It wasn't. It's not a wind in your face, and a kicker's going to have a tough time when the wind is somewhat in your face, but coming from side to side. I don't know if you noticed when we were kicking off. We're trying to keep it away from 22. It's just, you know, you want the ball up high, and if you put the ball up high, it's going to sail in that direction. And so we kind of were saying, I think he could have gone. What I had written down is 25 to 27-yard line to the scoreboard, and that's written on my hand. And we felt like that was enough where he didn't have to take it up real high where it would start to sail and he'd have to bend it out. I think he could have gone deeper, but that's where we kind of felt like going that way, we felt a little bit better.
You do a lot of your coaching on your hand? You actually do have that written down
sometimes,
in your head.
Sometimes it's written on paper somewhere, too.
No pads work dandy if you put it in your back pocket.
That's true.
All right, congratulations on the win. It's Midland next week, and like you said, it's going to be a tough physical football game, but your hopes are still alive, I think.
Yes, I think so.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
Paul Merkowitz, coach for Hastings College. The Broncos win it here this afternoon, 28-18. We'll take our final break. Come back right after this.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
When planning your weekend of cutting wood for the fireplace, remember to pick up your Oregon replacement chains on chains, bars, sharpening accessories, and maintenance tools at Big G Ace. Oregon premium saw chains deliver smooth cutting performance and are equipped with low kickback features. Oregon Intense bars allow you to adjust chain tension quicker, easier, and safer than old-style chainsaw bars. Let Big G Ace be your helpful place for your chainsaw supplies.
Big G Ace.
So Hastings College wins it here, 28-18 over Concordia. One game left in the regular season. That's going to be next Saturday. It'll be at home. The Broncos have a lot to play for next week. Probably the dreams of qualifying for the NAIA playoffs are going to be on the line next week. That will be a big, big football game next Saturday. If you haven't seen Hastings in action here for the 2009 season, that'll be your final chance for the regular season to catch the Broncos, and they probably need all the support they can get. Midland Lutheran will be in town to take on Hastings. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:15 airtime next this Saturday here on 12:30 KHAS. We'll have the high school football playoffs. Our next broadcast coming up on Tuesday. It'll be Hastings-St. Cecilia taking on Crofton. That ball game at the historic Duncan Field in Hastings. Airtime will be at 3:15 with the coaches show, 3:30 for the kickoff. Crofton and Hastings-St. Cecilia in the quarterfinals of the Class C1 State High School Football Playoffs. In the final score in this one, Hastings College knocking off Concordia today in the GPAC, the final score of 28-18. For Jim Purcell, for Gene Shaw, for my producer, engineer, back to the radio station, Tyson Hevronic, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Seward.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings. Stay tuned. Ion Sports is up next on 1230 AM KHAS Radio.